It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
It pleases me greatly to be able to say to you live from New York, ladies and gentlemen, the announcer at FedEx Field, Philip Robert Jonathan Hochbergian.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
You know, Phil called me last night.
What did he say?
He found out the darndest thing. You know, he's the same age as the 46-year-old Leslie Visser.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, dear.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Off the Air and all the ships at sea. Hey, believe me, they haven't raised the price of their gas. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And speaking of, I don't know what it is about this city.
Something magical about this city.
I don't know what it is about this studio. And I'm not promising that I will give you the record-breaking performance that I did just a few scant weeks ago.
Yeah.
However, I want to tell you, my ass is loaded for bear.
You had a great one right before showtime.
And hello and thank you for listening, everybody. New episode and the last new episode for a while, last show before vacation.
Yes.
It's Thursday. June 22nd. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Thank you, Timmy. 877-365-3636. That is the toll-free line. Of course, our show is peppered with your telephone calls today from Midtown Manhattan and our New York City affiliate, WNEW. We want to start today's show by saying happy birthday to Mike, as we just had the waiters at the restaurant sing to him moments ago.
With sparklers.
With sparklers in the restaurant. And Mike, what finer way is there to say happy birthday from your friends and your co-workers.
That's right.
Then to stick you with the bill.
I felt like the biggest loser.
Well,
I sat there and I said, you know, when I said, one of the things, Don and I, you know, we paid the tabs when we're up here, and we don't do that for the rest of the crew for obvious reasons. We pick up the bill. But we always have kind of, I've noticed that we have a dynamic up here where last time when we were in Little Italy and I said, I paid last time and you kind of gave me a look and you pay. We hate to pay the bill. Even though we're going to get reimbursed for the bill, we hate to pay the bill.
Well, I hate to pay the bill because the bill comes before before the payment from the station comes.
I'm sitting there and throughout the you should know,
and, you know, my wife buzzed my balls about it.
You should know my thought process the whole time as we're sitting down there. I'm kind of loading up on the chow and I'm thinking to myself, well, even though we get reimbursed, even though it takes a month and a half to get reimbursed, we do get reimbursed, so it really doesn't matter. But I'm sitting there the whole time and I'm saying to myself, well, no problem, because Don's going to pick up the tab.
Well,
and then as soon as the check comes, you look up and say, I don't have my wallet. And I look around, and I'm sitting next to Charlie Broyhill, who I know is not paying the tab.
And
Buzz Spiewak.
I'd already told Buzz to go back and do his work by that time.
I would have bailed the Buzz.
I skipped out.
I would have bailed the Buzz if we didn't have any safety valves. And so there I am as the waitress is standing next to me. I reach in, and I pull out my wallet. And I'm the same way you are. I hate it because the bill comes before we get reimbursed for it.
Sorry about that.
You know,
I didn't have my purse with me. I'd love my purse, my valise up here at the radio station.
But it was a fantastic lunch. I mean, we really had a great time.
And listen, hold on. One thing about this lunch that really made it special for us.
Absolutely.
And longtime listeners of our show will appreciate this. We're sitting down in this restaurant that's roughly a block away from the radio station on 7th Avenue. And Charlie Broyhill's, as he's putting one of, how many? Oh, you got something for us, Mike?
Happy birthday to me.
Here we go. Happy birthday, Mike. That birthday fart, sponsored by the best cigar site on the planet, eGars.com.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
As we're sitting down.
Oh, my God. I'd like to apologize in advance.
We are sitting down to lunch.
Absolutely.
Ooh. Mike's birthday lunch. Broyhill is loading up. He had... Are you getting some of that, Robbie?
Don't spam that over here.
I'm not getting anything.
Okay, good. Good. I hope you don't.
The wall of stink has not yet worked its way to me.
Hanging low.
So listen, we sit in this restaurant, and all we're really doing is goofing on. Buzz, are you okay?
Yeah, I think I'll be okay.
We are goofing on Broyhill because he's putting like 20 sugars in his iced tea.
It's an act that we don't get tired of. It's actually the act that still stays.
You know what? Okay.
Yeah, I know.
All right, it's now worked itself over to me.
I know.
That is not a nice smell.
It is not at all. Do we have any kind of spray?
Again, this is not either.
Of course not. Oh, no. Oh, dear. We don't. It was a very nice birthday.
That was me, everybody. That was Don, as opposed to the first one by Mike.
Thank you.
That fart also is sponsored by the best cigar site on the planet, eGars.com.
I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on. Mike?
I'm just going to go out and ask one of the engineers. Hey, is there any air freshener anywhere in the building?
I thought he was getting up to fart again.
Yeah, oh, I was worried.
Wow.
That wouldn't have been good.
He must have a Titan turd in his pants.
Oh. Can't go on, gentlemen.
So listen, we're in the restaurant. We're laughing at Broyhill putting all of the iced tea in his drink. Sure. And all of a sudden, Broyhill looks up. And Broyhill, who never contributes anything to the conversation.
He eats his food. Uh-huh. He puts his sugar in his iced tea, and he doesn't say a word.
He looks up, and he says,
yeah, waitress look like Alex Cleveland.
And you remember that Alex Cleveland was one, she's a ditzy airhead, mm-hmm. but she was one of our all-time favorite interns. Everybody who listens to this show will know she's the intern who used to make us Rice Krispies treats.
She would bring in the Rice Krispies treats every day. She'd come in, and she had a great laugh, mm-hmm. and she was kind of a ditzy blonde, and we had a great time with her, and we had a real nice farewell when she left, and when Charlie said this, I made the comment, Alex Cleveland would be eaten up and spit out in New York City. There's no way she could live here.
Couldn't be her. So we all looked up and we said, yeah, that kind of looks like Alex Cleveland. Yeah, and Mike said that thing like, you know, she'd never make it here. And then we went on with whatever we were talking about. Well, lo and behold, less than 5 minutes later, this waitress comes around the corner and she goes, you guys! And it, in fact, is former Don and Mike show intern,
yes.
Alex Cleveland.
Hey, we're her.
And as we found out, she is now living in Hell's Kitchen, New York.
She is a charmer. She yep. really yeah. is. She's just a nice kid, and she was glad to see us, just as glad as we were to see her. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny, because, I mean, I didn't think there was a snowball's chance in hell that she would be working in a restaurant, like, right below the radio station.
Alex Cleveland here in New York, and on your birthday, and then, you know, we arranged with her for the guys to come over and the waiters to sing happy birthday to you.
You know, I don't
give
mind.
You the sparklers.
I probably don't mind that as much as some people. I know some people really can't stand it, but I was right on that cusp today. You know, when they brought the sparklers out and the one waiter was like, happy birthday to you. I didn't, sparklers are just a, I don't know, I always feel like it's kind of a loser thing to do.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way if somebody does that?
No, because, you know, yes, I understand what you're saying, but we did it because we like him.
I know, it was fun. It was fun, but I always feel a little weird about that because...
And it's fun to embarrass somebody in a big restaurant and have everybody turn their head.
Well, it was great food, and it was a great time, and I was glad that you all joined me.
And we have more. What are you talking about?
What? For lunch.
Yeah. He said, did you all... Oh, is that a thing about you having to pay? All right.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
I didn't know if you're talking... I don't know if you're talking about that or the fact that Buzz was not there for the entire meal.
No, Buzz had to leave to come up and do his work, but it was great, and we agreed that's our favorite new place.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good place.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And Buzz, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, well, no, it had to be done.
I mean, we went to lunch at 1 o'clock, and it was 2 o'clock, and we had just gotten our salads.
Right.
We hadn't even gotten the real food that we had ordered yet. You know, and I looked at Buzz, and I felt uneasy about this. I said, Buzz, are you done with your work for the show today?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, not yet. And I said, well, you better go do your work for the show.
And you were absolutely right, and I love that about you. I like that motherly quality. That was nice.
Go do your work now. We'll bring your food back to you in a bag.
And you did, and it was great.
It was good food. Yeah. So obviously we have a gift. Are you okay?
I'm hot. I'm warm. I'm very warm.
You're wearing
I feel good.
A long sleeve sweater.
Yeah, I got a sweater on.
It's like 100 degrees outside.
I know. But is it a little warm in here yet, or is it completely cool?
I thought it's been cool the whole time.
Yeah. Go ahead, take it on. Take, you know, we're topless with you. It's your birthday.
Do you have a shirt on underneath your sweater?
No, it's just me underneath here.
How do you feel about wearing topless?
I feel a little lightheaded. You know, this studio affects me health-wise.
Huh.
I don't feel as normal as I do at our studio back in Washington. Yeah, I'm sure you can tell. Where's the air freshener I asked to see this week?
I'm sure that you will be perked up in our next break when we bring in our birthday surprise for you.
Yes, I know.
The birthday surprise that flew up with us today on Delta Airlines. when we all went to the airport to catch the shuttle here today,
right?
As it turns out, Jenna and Shiloh, America's two favorite adult entertainers, came on the plane with us.
That's all. That must have been fun.
I mean, they got on the plane with us. Yeah. I don't mean they came on the plane with us.
We wish.
And, you know, we take that shuttle up every week,
right,
and we get treated like dog poo,
right,
from the employees of Delta Airlines, specifically the guy who looks like Don Rickles,
right,
and that bastard with the red coat who stands in this bastard that stands in front of the gate.
Ooh, he's a bastard.
This old man, and he wears a red coat, and his only job is to say, "Hey, hey, the shuttle's not boarding yet. Hey, hey, no pictures. Hey, hey, the line forms back here." The guy's just a
nasty,
grade A prick. Well, today we're waiting in line, all of us together in a bunch, waiting to get on the shuttle. Jenna and Shiloh come over. They get in line. All of a sudden, these two schmucks, the one guy, which one was touchy-feely? Was it the Don Rickles guy?
Yeah.
He's touching her arm and he's saying,
"What a jerk.
You want to step right this way, young lady.
Oh,
yes, let me take your ticket." And Mr. Redcoat actually walked them all the way onto the airplane.
Oh, my God.
And put them in their seats, you know, just because they're a hot piece of ass.
I would be so irritated if that was the cab, if I was taking that shuttle.
The line, you didn't even catch Rickles' pickup line. "Are you two sisters?"
Oh, God.
And these guys are older than Pete Johnson, okay? these guys are really old.
True.
These guys who work for Delta Airlines, they're like almost as old as Buzz is.
So you're saying that Jenna and Shiloh drew a little attention
yes,
when they arrived?
Yes, everybody stared in. Of course, you know, we sit down on the plane, and God bless them, but they just can't keep their mouths shut. It's like, we sit down, and they went to one part of the plane, and I sat in the front. You know, I like sitting by myself on these flights. So I sit down, I say, "I'm going to sit here. Rob, how about you sit behind me?"
Right.
Rob says, "Great, that's a great plan." Meanwhile, they go off, and they sit with Buzz and with Charlie, and as soon as they sit down, I hear from all the way across the plane, "Hey, Don! Don, what's wrong with you? Sit with us! Come back here, sit with us! Charlie, what's wrong with him?"
Oh, no.
"What, does he think that's first class up there?"
Oh, no.
Well, even though it was only 10 o'clock in the morning, Jenna had just had three shots. Because she's a little bit of a nervous flyer.
She's
also
afraid of flying.
Oh, boy.
She's afraid of flying.
What a flight it must have been.
Yeah. So once they calm down, once the girls that came with us calmed down, the plane takes off. We're about 20 minutes late taking off today. And there was a woman sitting in the front row of the plane who had a voice that was so loud and so annoying that everybody all the way in the back of the plane could hear about her 6-year-old daughter and how her husband can't wait for her to be a teenager.
A loud talker.
Yeah, and just big and just, I'm going out of my mind. I'm shooting her looks and she's not looking back. All of a sudden I feel a tap on my shoulder and Rob says, "Can you think of a word that rhymes with honey?"
isn't it amazing when you're taking any kind of public transportation, how people, certain people are just completely unaware of their own volume.
They don't get it. It puts such a smile on my face. I'm sitting there going, "A word that rhymes with cunny." And then, a word that rhymes with honey.
Went right to cunny on that one.
All of a sudden, Rob got motivated, and I realized that Rob is actually writing a jumble for Buzz.
Yeah.
You know that thing they have in the newspaper?
Yeah, exactly.
He's actually writing like a puzzle to keep Buzz entertained.
It's the scrambled word game, you know.
There you go. Were they dirty words, Buzz?
No, he did it seriously. Like, what was the final jumble?
The final jumble was what the lazy baker was accused of.
Loafing.
Loafing.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, what a mess that flight was.
It was every bit as challenging as the real jumble, so my hat's off to Rob.
That's Head.
Writing a great jumble.
Head's got that in his brain. He got stuff like that up there.
He is
amazing.
Rattling around.
He can't stand it. It's got to come out sometime.
Yep. Good old Head. So this flight, I mean, if there was ever a time that I wish I had taken the train with you, it was today. Because you had, you know, the mommy up front who was screaming. I had Rob cackling behind me as he writes the word puzzle for Buzz, who's sitting next to Jenna and Shiloh, who are drunk and screaming across the plane at me. And meanwhile, while all of this is happening, the ratings are coming over.
Oh, my God.
You know, we're getting our monthly ratings.
Right.
And Broyhill is on the telephone getting the ratings, and he's passing them through the cabin up to me. And as by the time that the paper with the numbers, and thank you again, everybody, for the great month of number one ratings.
Yeah.
Yay!
Hey!
We do appreciate that. God knows we do.
Mm-hmm.
As it works its way slowly up the plane, the note stops when it gets to Rob. And Rob opens the note up, and then I hear Charlie yelling from four rows back, "Don't open that! Just give it to him!"
Rob is, without question, the Curious George of the show. If there's something that's written down, I was in mid-sentence, and I'm telling him a story about this auto dealership.
Oh, you mean right here?
Yeah, in the studio today.
I'm in the middle of the story,
and all of a sudden, you know what comes in? Our new ad in R&R for our show, the industry trade publication, and Rob just is, if it's on paper, all of a sudden his mouth drops, and he's like he's in a zombie. Do you know how
bad that was? He just turned and walked away from your conversation.
It was amazing.
Sorry. And he was not apologetic. He said, "Well, I just want to see the ad."
It was amazing. Turns around, "All right." And then he puts it down by his side and stops and looks at me like he wants me to finish the story quickly. You know?
I want everything.
Bless you.
It's been a very long 3 months. We're all ready for a vacation.
I don't think I have ever been ready for one more than I am right now.
Yeah. Well, listen, we should thank the good people at Westwood One.
Yes, yes, yes.
At our alleged network, you know, I think it was just a few weeks ago we were bitching that they never advertised this show.
Right. Right.
And I am holding, in fact, in my hand a copy of R&R, Radio and Records, the industry's newsletter.
Yes, indeed.
The industry's newspaper. And right here is a real full-page ad for our show.
Wow.
Just what we've been screaming for years.
The kind that has the kind of content that we have always wanted. You know, minus some... You know, there's only one screw-up in that whole ad. Are you in agreement with me?
And it's the cartoon of us, right?
No, it's the content in the very top. When they give us credit for one demographic, when we should get credit for the whole shebang. And what station, pray tell, did that come from?
All right, well, that's from WJFK.
Right. The Broken Wheel.
Well, even more than that.
I know, the cartoon sucks.
I'm mad that, you know, that they still have that cartoon phase of us from 20 years ago that they run.
And I'm a little mad that they had the photograph of me without the beard when I was fatter. I'm very upset about that one.
Well, isn't this how you look now, except with a beard?
No, I've lost 20 pounds since that picture was taken.
Thank you.
Well, thanks again, though. I've lost 20 pounds, but I appreciate that, too.
Okay.
Let's do lunch.
Happy birthday, Mike.
No problem. Father's Day, everything. I'm just feeling bad right now. I'm supposed to be happy on my birthday.
I thought this was the picture you liked.
I'm going to cry.
Don't cry.
I'm going to cry right now.
No, I hate I.
This
hate
is
seven.
The picture you hate. That picture was taken when you had lost all your weight. That's when you said, "Let's do a photo session." I said, "Fine." I had not lost any weight, and I had shaved off the beard for whatever reason, a foolish reason, and so I'm a little leaner, and I have the facial hair.
Well, sorry, I thought you liked that picture.
No, I'd love to, when, you know, at your earliest convenience.
Let me know.
Absolutely.
Let me know.
Okay, let's do it right now.
Okay.
Right now.
I'm ready right now.
I'm fine. I got it all off my chest now. I will be in a perfect mood for the rest of the show.
So the ad, which is very nice.
It's very nice.
It is what we had asked for. You know, at the top of the page, it says, "Go home with some real men."
Absolutely.
And then it has our pictures, and it has the stations that we're on. Mm-hmm. And some of the stations where we're actually rated number one. And when I say we're actually rated, that's not to make it like we're actually number one. The point is that a lot of radio shows that take out ads in these trade papers, that they put in crap like so-and-so show on WXXX, up 82%.
Well, 82% of crap is crap, right?
Right. So what we wanted in the ad was simply put all the stations where we're legitimately number one rated, where you can just put up there number one 2554, number one 1849.
You have been talking about this for as long as I can remember to get an ad in there that just tells people in the industry what our track record is, and this does it.
And now that I'm looking at it, you know, you're right. That the place where we have the best ratings, where we're number one 12 plus, which means number one rated among all radio shows.
That jumped out at me immediately. I could not believe that.
It says, here's the quote, WJFK FM, Washington, D.C. Number one men, 18 to 49.
Right.
And then the quote from Jeremy says, number one ratings in afternoon drive, year after year after year. So I got to think that maybe it's someone at Westwood One that effed this part of the ad up.
Well, you got, in my opinion, two categories that they could have put ahead of that would have sounded...
They could have put 25 to 54.
Number one in everybody.
Yeah, or they could have put number one 12 plus.
Overall. And
but they didn't.
But they did, and that was just a minor irritant.
But then they have, let me see, from the station in Portland, number one, 1849. Big numbers, extremely loyal audience. The funniest show on the radio.
Oh.
Then you have Sacramento, Number one in Sacramento, Don and Mike is one of the cornerstones that keeps KHTK America's top-rated sports station.
Very good.
Whatever with that. Mm-hmm. Then you have from Greenville, number one. Everybody else has a big morning show. We've got a huge afternoon show, and now we're making everybody nervous with Don and Mike.
Excellent.
I like that.
And that's good. And these are guys that work at the stations that are affiliates.
And then there's a bunch of other ones. And then on the bottom, as they should have put it, says, and also now on WNEW New York.
So it's got all the facts in there, the facts that we want, and we're delighted with that. And thanks to the good people at Westwood One for stepping up to the plate.
They finally did it right.
Absolutely.
So listen, thank you. It's a nice day. It's Mike's birthday.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know. We got some good ratings today.
Yes.
We got our ad today.
Everything's going well.
I'm going to have a special treat for you in our next break today.
And I already know who's receiving the treat, and I'm very excited about that. I'm as excited about that as I am the treat itself.
I don't think the treat getter knows that he's getting the treat yet.
Nope, we'll have to. That's going to be fun, too.
I'll let everybody in on the secret. His name is Pete Johnson.
Hello.
Our new favorite engineer. He's the Floyd the Barber / Eugene Levy / Vince Lombardi lookalike ancient engineer we have at WNEW.
Ooh, we're gonna that equipment for you. Yeah.
And we all saw Survivor last night, right?
Yes, yes, we did.
Okay. Listen, there is no way that Richard and Rudy's team is gonna lose. Whoever wins on Survivor is gonna come from that team. They are so goddamn dominant. And my favorite all along has been Richard the Homo.
Yeah.
And last night,
the beard.
What I love about this guy is that he says to the camera, look, you got to conquer and divide. I'm going to get these people on my side. I'm going to manipulate these people. And then he's sitting down with the girl. He's shaking hands with the girl. He says, so no matter what happens, I don't vote you out and you don't vote me out. She goes, right. Then they got him doing the exact same thing with another person.
Right. Yeah, they might. That has a potential to backfire. All it requires is, two of the other people he's done that to get together, so we'll have to wait and see.
He's a good worker, though. He's the only fisherman they have.
Well, he's a good fisherman, and I think together with Rudy, my man, he was able to dig up that treasure chest, and that's what got them the immunity.
Mm-hmm. And the guy that I hate the most, who I really wish was voted off the island, was the guy with the shell phone, Greg.
I came in late, and I didn't see the shell phone part, but I did see the part where, he's talking about survival of the fittest and all this stuff.
And is that the guy that's going to have sex next week? Is that what they were alluding
that's
to?
That's the guy. They've been sneaking off for since the first episode.
Yeah, and you know what? That's another reason I think that the other group's going to win. I think when the people in that group find out that he's sneaking off to bang, is it Colleen that he's banging? Is that the girl?
It's got to be Colleen. She's the best looking one in the group, right?
When they find out that he's sneaking off to bang her, they're going to say, you know what? That's 15 or 20 minutes that he could have been out here cutting up rocks and
fishing.
Trying to fish.
Sure.
And trying to get some rats or maybe get a nice spice rack. You know, how funny was that they were ready to kill each other for a goddamn spice rack last night?
I came in late and I wanted to know, how did they get the lettuce? When I came in, they were chopping up lettuce. They were chopping up some kind of vegetable. Ramona was chopping up some kind of vegetable.
They found that in the jungle.
Oh, really?
I don't think that was lettuce. I think, wasn't that like something that came off a tree, like coconut-like?
Maybe. They kept looking for tapioca. I don't think they ever found it, but they were foraging for greens.
Ooh, tapioca pudding.
Yeah, right.
There's no doubt about it. The best part of that show, you could really skip all the crap for the first 40 minutes.
Right.
You got to wait till they go to the end, till they vote people out.
Right. Well, sure.
That's where that show absolutely gets you.
And Colleen, has befriended Ramona. And Ramona is doing this whole spiel about
I've never had a white friend before.
It's been a long time since I've had a white friend.
Right.
And they're hugging each other and slapping each other on the butt. And then Colleen just screws Ramona. You know, really.
That's why this show's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just wish that they would turn on that host. God, I hate that host. Notice that all of the stuff last night came from your favorite store?
Yes, yes.
Did you notice that when they opened up that crate, those were Target towels that they were looking at?
If I was on, if I was really going to be deserted, if we weren't talking about food staples, which you could also get at Target in certain sections of the store, if they were talking about just necessities, and they said you have one store to go to prepare for, I'd go to Target. You'd get everything you needed.
Well, it was a good episode last night.
Good one.
And you had, she knew she was going to get voted off. She knew that she was going to be the one to get it.
She handled it well, not like the lady last week.
week who said you changed your vote and just have a little snippy little thing.
It is naked cruelty at its finest.
But that is the loser group.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There is no doubt that the group with Rudy and with the gay guy and with the truck driver.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. In the beginning of that challenge, they were far behind in the swimming competition because the other group put a great swimmer out there.
Well, why do you have a girl out there doing that?
Well, you know what? The thing I didn't like about that challenge,
a strong man there to do that swimming.
The group that won the race did not win the challenge because you had those two guys, Rudy and your guy with the beard, digging up the treasure more effectively. And what they did was they didn't allocate their strong players where they should have. You should have put the strongest people digging for the treasure because they had actually lost the foot race and they ended up winning because they had two guys that were digging up the treasure. And that's why I thought, what was the point of the foot race? You know, because it all came down to digging anyway.
Rudy is not very assertive. Did you notice when they got the crate that Richard immediately took out the knife and said, I'm strapping this to my leg and I'm going to be using this to hunt fish?
You notice how Richard couldn't break the bottle, though? Remember when it's like, break it, and he's like fidgeting with it? You know, he didn't want to break it, but he didn't want to do that violent move.
Oh, I got a birthday treat for you.
Here we go. We asked for some air freshener. Do we have some?
No.
No air freshener in the entire building?
That was very gentle.
Yeah.
You just missed it. I gave you a very, very nice, soft one.
I was talking all the way through your windbreaker.
That was from the best cigar site on the planet.
Sorry about that.
Egars.com. Let's take a few phone calls.
Let's do.
Just a few, because I see that the girls absolutely cannot wait to come in here, can they?
Right?
I mean, they are like...
Are they in their regalia?
Yeah, they're wearing their flimsy clothes, and they are absolutely pawing at the door, waiting to get in.
I like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. I love you, love you, love you.
No, love you, love you, love you.
By the way, that was Jenna who screwed over Ramona. That wasn't Colleen, the little cute girl.
Jenna, okay.
Jenna, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Jenna, right.
The one that's a little more assertive than the one I thought, oh, that's her new best friend.
Oh, you know what? You'll like to hear this on the telephone. Rob has a great theory about why Rudy is going to be on the show. And once he hit me to this theory... I could not agree with him more.
Okay,
why do you think Rudy's going to last till the end?
This can't miss. If you watch the opening credits, when they show all their pictures, Rudy has got like a month's growth of beard when they show him.
Oh.
He's not even showing stubble yet, and they're in day 10. So he's got at least 20 more days on the island.
Oh, very cool.
Hey, guys?
Yes. Doesn't that make sense?
Yes. Yes, honey.
Hey, guys, but Richard, when he was finally let off the island to go back to real life, and we don't know if he won or not, the reason he was running his adopted kid was because he had lost a lot of weight on the island. So that means he's there for the long haul.
Yeah, my money would be on Richard because he is so manipulative.
Well, the way it sounds is you got, both guys have a good chance of maybe being the last guy on the island.
Wouldn't that be great if it's our two guys together?
Rudy and Richard.
The steal of the homo?
Yeah.
Some public opinion polls say that Richard will, in fact, win. I think that's what most people believe,
even before
last night's show.
I have another bulletin for you.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
You just keep giving.
We're getting the tuna.
Something about New York, man.
Greater tuna.
Egars.com, best cigar site on the planet.
Excellent.
I dedicate both of those to Mike for his birthday.
It's your birthday.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The one who definitely should have got kicked off last night was Jervis. He pisses me off so much.
Well, Jervis is so confident, but Jervis practically had a heart attack during the race.
Is Jervis the guy when they said, which one of you does not think you'll be voted off?
He actually raised his hand up.
Right.
But he won us all back when he said, which one of you is the most insecure, and he raised his hand again, too, which I thought was funny.
He's just so cocky, and he just pisses me off. I hate him.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, hold on.
All right.
Turn your radio down.
Please, for the love of Christ, turn your radio down.
It's off.
Thank you. What?
Hey, you were wrong about the foot race. The foot race team, they were always ahead, and they were the one with Rudy and the gay guy on there.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, Jervis. Jervis was on the losing team, and he lost the foot race and everything.
I don't remember who won the foot race. Did you say that? I don't remember who won the race.
The team with the weaker team started out in the lead with the swimming. Am I right about that?
Now, the swimming team, they put the doctor guy, he was the guy that led the swim all the way out there and got the bottle.
Yeah, you're right.
And then they had the two chicks row the boat in.
Okay, you're right. But it still wouldn't have mattered because the losing team got to the dig at the same time before they'd actually gotten the thing out, I thought.
Yeah, that's true. The The foot race was a non-issue.
Yeah, really, it was a non-event because, I mean, it all came down to who got the digging done.
I'm just waiting until you're done talking because I have something important to say.
That was very self-control of you.
Oh, that was nice.
Thank you. I held that during the entire time that you were speaking to Mike. Yes, egars.com. How many is that? Are you counting today, Rob?
I think that's four from you.
I think that's four, maybe five.
Five counting Mike's, but four.
Four and what? Four and two.
You know, I feel like I was trying to like come into the arena, and now I'm getting literally blown out of the arena here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You lose again.
Hello.
Hello.
Mike, my ass is not mad at you.
It's mad at the dirt.
Hello.
Hello. Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
I was listening to WJFK yesterday. I'm from D.C.
Yes, sir.
And halfway through the ways to dispose of Charlie's body, the station cut out and cut the static for about an hour.
What? Yes. Why would that be, sir?
That's what I wanted to know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The broadcast was cut off the air is what I'm saying.
Is it on today?
Yes, it is.
Well, then what does it matter?
Don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Ever forward, sir.
Okay, thank you.
The problem must have been with your radio.
Mm-hmm. Must have been.
No, it was... On all the radios. I checked it on several different radios.
No, I doubt that.
No.
Okay.
We had no other reports of any problems at WJFK yesterday.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, though.
Bye.
Thank you for your service to our country.
Bye-bye.
You know, I love that when something lasts into the next day.
That was fantastic.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mike.
Yes?
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, hey, I heard a rumor that it's not the guy and the gal that sleeps together, but it's Rudy and the gay guy.
Now, Rudy's like homophobic.
I don't think so.
I think maybe it was just like you said when it was like the Kevin Spacey movie.
Right, that's what he's got going on, man.
What the hell's the name of the movie? I got the
American Beauty.
American Beauty. It's like American Beauty. And Rudy, you had said early on that maybe Rudy turns out to be like the guy's father.
Maybe he goes over and kisses Richard. Richard is lifting weights.
You know, they were the ones that were digging last night, close together, knee to knee, almost groin to groin.
Hello.
Almost swapping gravy.
Don Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, so I'd just like to wish you happy birthday and tell him that Jervis is a lazy father mucker.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Yeah, okay.
Hello,
we're not getting into too much dangerous ground there, are we?
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey,
buddy.
Don and Mike, I'm calling. I just want you to know I hate Jervis.
Hello.
Oh, I had to say something about the Survivor Series.
Yes.
Okay, last night, Ramona complained about how that black man was, how he took up took the longest time on the race, and this morning she was on this TV show talking about Colleen and
That's a lovely story.
I'm
you
sure,
tell it so well.
I'm sure you had something important to say, my friend. Hello, Don Mike show.
Hey, Don Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I don't know if you called it about 2 days ago on HBO. They had your American Homage or the bunch of rednecks in the middle
American
of the woods.
Hollow,
that documentary.
Yes. We are aware of that.
Yeah. That is funny.
Thank
I saw it for the first time. That's a good show.
Thank you. Thank you for talking about something we've already talked about.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, first of all, I want to say happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
And also, the foot race on Survivor last night, that was important because they had the key to open up the safe. That's what the big deal was about that.
Oh, is that why they had to run the race?
Yeah. Okay. I'm never commenting on Survivor again because all of my theories will have holes shot in them.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Thank you for the call.
All right, happy birthday.
Thank you.
If I try to... let me try to squeeze out one more.
Be careful.
Dangerous.
One more,
Mike. Be careful. We've got entertainers coming in here.
Yep, that counts.
Five!
Does that count?
Five!
Thank you. You know what that's like? That's like a little foul tip.
That's it, absolutely.
That they counted first.
But you didn't strike out.
Egars.com brought you that far.
Catcher dropped it.
One more. Pudge.
Pudge dropped that one.
One more call. We got to do a break because we have a big birthday party for Mike. Hello,
yeah.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know that at the stupid end when they do that tribal council?
Yeah.
I finally figured out what that reminds me of. Rob, since he's Mr. TV man, do you remember that show Land of the Lost?
Yeah.
With the slee stacks?
I believe that you're doing a show for two people right now, sir. Just for you and Rob Spiewak.
Just one.
Okay, good, Rob. Thanks.
Show just for one.
Rob's out.
Okay, Rob doesn't know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe it was the pausing, too, because there were no, you know. Yes, I remember the slee stacks, too, but I don't remember when it said, do you remember... Slee stacks.
What are the slee stacks?
They were the alien beings that were on Land of the Lost.
Right. It's a Sid and Marty Krofft show.
Oh, what, H&R Puff and stuff?
Like Puff and stuff, but this was the Land of the Lost.
It was Land of the Lost. It was a bunch of, it was a father and these kids that were in this land, and their enemies were these lizard-like creatures known as the Sleestaks.
They looked like Bob Dole.
Was Jack Wilde on that show?
No, Jack Wilde was nowhere near that. They were much prettier people than the H.R. Puffin stuff.
It was shot on tape, not film.
Jack Wilde, also the Artful Dodger in the original movie, Oliver.
Right. Thank you.
Well, and then you hang up.
I know that because I'm a fag.
And it's my birthday.
Those happy touchstones right there. Let's clear these lines out and get a call 100 and try to give away this $500 of the last show before vacation. Secret sound lies straight ahead. Phone number. 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
Live from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sure if this sounds better on the radio than it's sounding in our headphones. You know, back at home at WJFK, excuse me.
Oh,
no.
Here we go again.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. We are working, ladies and gentlemen, on another record-setting performance.
Egars.com. Back at home, thank you, Robbie Six. Back at home, what they're doing is they're tearing apart the old studios because everybody's going on vacation. They're going to be building new studios, which is why we are here today, gentlemen, doing the show from New York. Otherwise, we would have had the day off.
Here now in control, gentlemen.
I just want to make sure it sounds okay because in our headphones, everything sounds scratchy. The elements don't sound right coming out of the commercials.
And, you know, it's tough enough to do a show up here anyway, and it's very difficult to hear that over the headphones.
All right, well, let's ask somebody. Here, we're going to call her 100. We'll figure it out right now. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Danny.
Danny, where are you calling from? Danny.
I'm calling from Manassas.
Danny?
Danny.
Danny.
I am the 100th caller.
Yes, you are. Danny,
hey,
hold on.
I was like five other numbers, too.
Danny, let me ask the acting program director a question for just a moment.
Okay.
Is the acting program director there? Can you key the microphone, please?
Hello.
Hi. Do you hear like this hum that we're hearing?
No, I think it's just coming to you guys.
Now, it sounds better, a little better than it did a minute ago.
How come we're hearing all that distortion during the commercials?
I think cart number two is not happy coming up to you guys.
Are
in,
you talking to me?
The second program channel.
No, we're talking to our program director. On
the acting program director.
Who's that?
You know what? It sounded,
Big Gum Jim.
It sounded better the minute you turned off the phone fader. They might have a dirty phone fader up here.
A dirty phone fader?
All right.
Dirty.
Thank you. And
DPF.
Jim, for those who were listening yesterday, you, in fact, have not yet been fired?
No, not yet.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Danny.
Yeah.
Danny?
Yes, buddy.
Danny?
Sit down, Danny.
Danny, you've won a great prize, Danny. You have won a Palm Pilot, courtesy of Vindigo. Pronounce it correct that time? Yeah. Vindigo? Vindigo.
Vindigo.
For restaurants, bars, shops, and movies, download Vindigo free to your palm handheld today. Please enjoy that great prize, and now you will play for $500 in cash with the secret sound. Are ye ready?
I be ready.
Okay, please, remember, it's not a stapler. It's not a briefcase opening and shutting. It's not a deck of cards being shuffled. It's not a light.
I heard that one yesterday.
It's not a light switch. Okay, well, if you've heard all of them, we wish you Godspeed. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Good luck.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. And the many clues that I've already given you... a rather metallic sound, and maybe it's even, in a weird way, mechanical.
Now I'm thinking about the sound, and I'm completely locked up. You gave me that clue, and I forgot to do my Robert Goulet.
Vaguely mechanical.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm a creature of habit. I like hearing... Stop thinking about the clue.
I will. I'm done.
And for just one moment, remember, it's your birthday, you fag.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! For $500, what does that sound? Danny?
Yeah.
Sit down, Danny.
Danny, what's the sound?
Have you done the sound yet?
Yes. What is it, Danny?
I did not hear the sound.
Tough.
Okay, I'll take a guess anyway. Ice coming out of a dispenser into a cup.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, thank you. Danny, tell me if you recognize this sound.
Never heard that before in my life.
That lucky number 7 part was brought to you by the best cigar site on the planet, egars.com.
Wow.
Thank you. Hold on, please, Danny.
Hey, Mike, happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy. And don't forget that almost every guest is
a clue for you.
For you. Okay, well, it is Mike's birthday.
Yes.
And we
I'm
do
squarely
have,
in middle age, incidentally.
We do have Jenna and Shiloh from www.2exposed.com here with us.
Wow.
They flew up on the shuttle with us today.
That must have been an incredible shuttle flight.
And we have a two-girl show that's ready to happen right now for your birthday.
My birthday.
Jenna and Shiloh looking very, very hot in their almost matching red and black outfits.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, Jenna.
Happy birthday.
Thank you,
and of course,
Shiloh.
Both of these girls are featured at www.2exposed.com, where you can see the Tom Gavin pictures and Frida's birthday pictures and also Charlie Broyhill's birthday pictures.
And Mike's pictures.
And they are wearing matching lingerie, one in red, one in black. Jenna? Yes, Jenna?
I did want to add something.
Yes, what's that?
Well, I saw Frida's picture on the site, and I was just wondering, Don, does she go both ways?
I'd love to bring you in for an experiment.
Wow.
Do the experiment.
Hey, listen, why not?
So you're saying you'd like to do my wife?
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Is that not a fantasy?
Okay.
You'll have to ask your wife about that.
That's fine. I don't have to ask her, Mike.
You've given your permission.
The answer is yes.
You're invited now to join Don on his vacation for every day. Every single day.
Now, you're going to join us for some hardcore action, right?
No, I am not, Jenna. As is usually the case, I will not be participating in any of this fun. However, I understand we have a surprise visitor.
Yes, we do. Now, we have not even told Pete yet. Can we wheel in kindly Pete Johnson, the engineer?
Very exciting moment.
Yeah,
what's that, Jenna?
Exciting. It's not exciting. You're not going to be a part of it.
Well, you know that. I mean, those are the rules,
Jenna.
Pete,
come here, please.
Can participate.
We want you to say hello to Pete Johnson, our engineer here at WNEW.
Pete's cute.
Hi. Pete, say hi to Jenna and Shiloh.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Now, Pete?
Hi. This is Pete, our engineer
up
here.
He's the guinea pig, right?
Yes, he is.
Pete, have you ever been the recipient of a two-girl show before?
No, not really.
Not really.
No.
Is it something that you think you might enjoy, Pete?
I don't know if my heart can take it. Does anybody know CPR here?
I'm sure Jenna and Shiloh do. Yeah. All right, thank you, girls. Everybody get out of here.
Thank you.
Pete, thank you.
Get out of here, Pete.
Thank you very much.
Everybody get out of here.
Thank you, ladies.
Get out of here.
Great job.
All right. I don't want to do it in front of the girls.
Great job. Come on now, out.
Come on, everybody out.
Out. Bye, Peter, take it with my compliments.
Bye, girls.
Okay, he doesn't want it.
Bye, girls.
Bye. All right.
Okay, thank God they're out. I've been sitting on this for the last 20 minutes.
All right, let's listen.
Use this mic.
Oh, my. My God.
Eight is great.
That part was brought to you by the best cigar site on the planet.
Man,
Egars.com.
I got to take a dump now.
You have not lived until you have seen Pete Johnson, our 62-year-old engineer.
Yeah.
having sex in the no-no spot while wearing a penis mask on his chin and then being hooked up to a vibrator machine on his nipple. And one of the girls says his nipple is rock hard.
And it's the smallest she's ever seen. Do you want me to keep my T-shirt held up?
Even after they take the thing off his nipple,
he's still holding his T-shirt up, like standing there frozen.
He was waiting for their instructions.
I think it was the greatest day of his life.
I believe so.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ. Well, it was one of the greatest days of my life, just being able to watch that show.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Thank you, Pete. And thank you, Jenna. Thank you, Shiloh. The girls of Dub.
Thank you, Don.
Got to expose.
Don.com.
Yes, Pete.
You're the greatest.
No, you are, Pete.
I tell you, I've never had a day like that before. Wow.
Time for a coffee break.
Oh. Hey, coffee, cigarette, and I gotta use the facility.
We will be right back.
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
All right. Tell you maybe the funniest thing about your birthday of all.
Yes.
I just found this out during the break.
Right.
That Gladys Kravitz, who is our biggest fan in Wichita, Kansas.
Yes, sometimes a little difficult to handle.
And, you know, she's on super double secret probation. She can only call the show once a month, and she's already way past her regular time, so she can't call in to tell you hello. She cannot call again until July 22nd. Rob actually writes it down on his calendar.
Very good.
So, she emailed Robert Goulet in Las Vegas.
Oh, no.
To have him call in to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, no.
Robert Goulet called today twice.
Right.
Charlie Boyle hung up on him twice.
Two times. Not very pleasantly either.
Then Robert Goulet's wife called.
No, she called the station after that to say there was a very rude gentleman that hung up on her and her husband twice.
You hung up on Robert Goulet?
Yeah, like, we don't get pranksters calling every day.
So Charlie says this guy calls, and he's on the request line. There's hello, Don and Mike show. The guy goes, yes, hello, this is Robert Goulet.
If he'd done it like that, I would have known.
What did he say?
He said, yes, this is Robert Goulet. I'd like to speak to Don and Mike. Said, of course you would. And I hung up.
Oh, my God. Well, he just called on... I mean, you go through proper people. That's what you're used
right,
to dealing
with. That's what I told Beth. Then Gladys, who I do have on line four if you want to talk to her.
And then he... Hold on. Before we talk to Gladys, he calls back then after you hang up on him.
He calls back and he says, listen, I am Robert Goulet. I said, I don't know how that could be. We have him in the studio getting ready to sing.
Oh, no.
This is around the time we're doing the secret sound?
Right. And he said...
Oh, Charlie.
You do. I said, yeah, we do. Keep listening. I'm sure you'll hear him. Hung up on him again.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
And then, I don't know, the station called me. J.O. Joan from the front desk called.
You can't spell Joan without J.O.
Absolutely.
And she said, a woman just called here asking about you. Are you answering calls up there? I said, yes, I am. Well, she's not very happy because she said there was a gentleman that was very rude to her husband. Said it must have been me. And she gave me the phone number.
Mike, I can really hear you breathing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know you're excited about this story, but I can really hear you.
Sorry about that.
No compression here.
Yes.
No! So, I got this number, and then a couple minutes later, Mrs. Goulet called, and she was...
Well, now you're doing it on purpose.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She was very, very not happy with me.
Mrs. Goulet calls, and what did she say?
She said, my husband has called here twice, trying to get on the air with the Don and Mike show. He received an email from a Gladys.
Oh, my God.
From a Gladys saying that it was Mike's birthday, and he's trying to do the right thing. I said, well, the right thing is to go through the right channels. Anybody calling on the request line, instantly, I don't believe them. She said, well, I think that man was very rude. I said, I'm sorry, but that was me. And I'm not believing you either.
So at this point, you still don't think it's really Robert Goulet.
You still don't believe
it. You think you're being B, and you still don't know whether it might have been.
Right. Up to that point, I had no idea. So I called Gladys. And I asked her, I said, Gladys, have you been in touch with Robert Goulet?
She said, oh, no.
She said, yes, I emailed him. It was Mike's birthday.
Oh, my God.
To see if he would call the show.
Oh, my God.
I said, well, he has called twice, and they hate me now.
Oh, wow.
The Goulets hate Broyles.
Yeah, they hate
me. We're hated by the Goulets.
Him and Max Baer.
Wow.
All right, let's start the Gladys Kravitz. I'm going to break the truce, the treaty. I'm going to allow her to call.
Very good.
Hold it. Does this mean she can't speak to us now until August 22nd, so I have to update?
I would say, Robbie, this one's on the house.
Yeah, give her a free... Yeah,
this one's on the house, because this one's Broyhill's
fault.
You're
such a good guy.
Gladys Kravitz.
Hello.
You emailed Robert Goulet?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my.
It's not Charlie's fault. It's my fault.
How could it be your fault, Gladys?
Because I should have called Charlie. When I talked to Billy, hi, Billy, when I called you yesterday, I was going to say something. You know, I told you about the box I mailed Mike.
Oh, you know that was me on the phone?
I know it. I'm so
what
stupid.
What box? She called. Okay, now I got to jump in. I was answering the request lines yesterday.
Oh, all right.
Because...
Yeah.
Toya was having something to eat, and Lisa was doing something in the studio, so I'm answering the request lines, and I go, Don, my show. And she goes, she goes, who's this? I said, Billy. She said,
hi, Billy. Are they going to be in town on Friday?
And I said, no, they're going to be in New York, and then they have a day of vacation. I was using my fake voice.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I have, this is Gladys Kravitz. I'm not allowed to go on the air.
Right.
But I have a gift for Mike.
I remember when you took that call, because you said, I'll tell him.
Yeah, and then
right.
and then you asked me, what was it? And I said, that's Gladys Kravitz.
No, I didn't ask you, and you didn't tell me that it was Gladys Kravitz.
Oh,
I just heard you say, I'll tell him.
No, you know what? That was not about you.
Oh, was it?
No, that one wasn't about you.
Okay, I thought that's what
that was
about.
Could you be a little more paranoid today?
No, not at all. I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead. So what happened?
So anyway, she says to me, while she thinks she's talking to Billy,
right.
she says, well, I have a gift for Mike. Mm-hmm. If I send it, will he get it? And I said, if you send it, he'll get it, but he won't be in town on Friday.
Right.
And then she said, okay, thank you, Billy. And I said, thank you, Gladys. And I hung up the phone.
No, I said, make sure y'all put it in a safe place so you get home from vacation.
Yeah. But well, what is it, Gladys? What is
it? I'm not going to tell you. I was going to tell you to tell someone that Mr. Goulet would be calling. I should have done that.
How did you get
but
access?
But you guys hang up so fast on me.
How did you get access to Robert Goulet?
That's my secret. Huh. But I don't think I can fix this. I called her. She's really, really mad.
Okay. You called Goulet's wife?
You know, that's your secret, Gladys. I think you owe it to us to at least explain a little of your secret method of stalking Robert Goulet.
I didn't stalk him. You can just email him.
Oh, you mean just email him?
You mean he's
didn't you get Mike, didn't you get that package with all his concert schedules and stuff?
No.
Threw it away.
You threw it away, Rob?
Yeah, I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Yes, but it was addressed to Mike.
Well, that doesn't mean anything either.
Did you really throw it away?
Yeah, I didn't know it was addressed to Mike. Charlie handed it to me, and I threw it away.
Well,
what did it say on the package, just out of idle curiosity?
Oh, no, not that package. He's talking about another envelope.
No. Mike's talking about the one that Rob threw away. How was that one addressed?
You mean his birthday present?
No, Gladys.
You are such a numbskull.
I mean, what did the one with the concert schedule say?
I can't remember what I did yesterday. Don't ask me.
Hold on. I think what Mike's getting at is, did you address it to him specifically, or did
you? I'll say so. Don and Mike show to Mike Amara or to Don Geronimo. You know, but and I write on the paper. It was a print off from the computer, and I wrote to Mike. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pages. And it was obviously who it was for.
Oh.
But no big deal. But this is all my fault, and I'm really sorry.
Well, wait a minute. So when Robert Goulet's wife called you,
I called her.
You called her.
Charlie gave me her number.
You called Robert Goulet's wife, and
mm-hmm.
what did you say to her?
I told her that it was a mistake, that I was wrong by not telling anybody from the station that he might be calling.
Hold on a second.
Don has a message.
Uh-oh. Oh, thanks.
Line number 9.
Egars.com.
That's what I feel like today.
So you call Robert Goulet's wife, and what does she say to you?
She was not saying very nice things about Charlie.
Well, now tell us exactly what did she say.
She said she's not through with him yet.
Yeah, but did you explain to her that if somebody calls on the request line, there is no way that Charlie's going to believe that that's going to be the celebrity? It's never.
Well,
ever
I didn't know
that
either. See?
Yeah.
I know. It's my fault.
So Mrs. Robert Goulet is not through with Charlie Broyle?
Yes.
Against him?
No.
Is there going to be kind of threat?
Is there going to be hell to pay?
She made threat.
Do you have a phone number so we could call Mrs. Robert Goulet and apologize?
Charlie has it. I don't know if you should call her.
Why? We should call her and apologize.
Okay. Well, Charlie probably would have to apologize. Though he really doesn't have any reason to.
Well, don't you believe that we can make this situation right?
Absolutely we can. Absolutely.
I wish you could.
Listen, for goodness sakes, one of your heroes, Robert Goulet, called specifically to wish you happy birthday.
Well, and I can't believe that Gladys was able to pull this off, but
I think that's a little testament to how pathetic Goulet is.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, you could just email him and he'd go, okay.
She said he's been on your show before.
He has.
No, he was. You're right.
He was in the studio with us.
And that's why he wanted to respond.
So when you emailed Robert Goulet, how long did it take you to get an email response back?
I never did.
Oh, so
I never did.
So you emailed him, and then all of a sudden, he just called?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Robert Goulet.
Good God.
All right. Thank you, Gladys.
Well, happy birthday, Mike. I'm sure sorry.
Well, thank you. Gladys, I don't really understand what you have to be sorry about.
Yeah,
I mean,
I should have told Charlie.
And it's not Charlie's fault either. I don't think anybody's at fault here.
Well,
actually, if anyone's at fault, it's Robert Goulet.
No,
his, I believe that Robert Goulet should have said.
Voice.
No, I think Robert Goulet should have said, "Listen, hi. I'm sure you get these calls all the time, but this is actually, you know, living legend Robert Goulet."
Yeah, that's. But you know something, and maybe if you're looking at it, Gladys should have called Charlie to give him a heads up. Say, I contacted Robert Goulet. He may be calling, so Charlie would have known he was going
to
call.
Or even yesterday when I was answering your request.
I know. I really meant to say it too, but then you know, Billy, I've talked to you before. Billy.
I know Billy.
Billy came in after James was fired.
And also in that box that I mailed is belated Father's Day card.
Oh, thank you, Gladys. I appreciate it.
Because see, I thought you were going to be in New York last weekend, and then.
Gladys, don't be so upset.
All right, goodbye, Gladys.
I am. I'm very upset.
See you on July 22nd.
Okay.
Sure, we can't add to that.
No.
Hey, it's your birthday.
I wasn't going to call.
Whatever you wish, Mike.
I was going to try to call and do my Marilyn Monroe happy birthday.
Okay, bye, Gladys.
Bye.
Oh, my God. We can't make it August 22nd.
How funny is that? It's your birthday. You're the king today. You want August 22nd?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Robbie. August 22nd. Gladys is banned from calling until August 22nd.
Hey, that's the best present I've gotten.
How funny is that?
That's incredible. I mean, but if she never heard from Robert Goulet, he just got the email and then just decided he'd call us.
Hey, it's June 22nd. I better call Don and Mike.
We knew nothing about it.
No, we did. Listen, let's do a break. And when we come back, we'll get the phone number and we'll try to call the Goulets.
That's good.
And we'll try to make it right because we really should do that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, and this is all about miscommunication.
They shouldn't be pissed.
Not at all.
You know, you should certainly be flattered that your hero Robert Goulet is calling to wish you a happy birthday.
I couldn't think of anyone I would rather have wish me a happy birthday than Robert Goulet.
And, of course, you have Gladys Kravitz to thank for all of that. And, Mike, today, truly, the odds are in your favor.
I'll tell you right now, I do not like, I'm not comfortable with the situation of being indebted to Gladys Kravitz, though.
But you are.
I am technically, yes, you are correct.
Like it. And if he's not left the house already by the time we get back from commercials, maybe we can really get Robert Goulet to sing. And the odds are in my favor.
Well, you know, I think we can schmooze with the best of them, Dom. We can schmooze this woman. We can make this situation right.
All right, stay there. We will call the Goulets in just a moment. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
All right, just ahead of some more celebrity coroner calls.
All right.
Let's see if we can don't even dial 9, Robbie. Just dial 1. We're going to attempt to call Robert Goulet in Las Vegas.
Very good. And see if we can get this whole mess straightened out.
We'll just tell them that our producer is retarded.
This has to be done. We'll apologize for our producer. We apologize. He was curt with her.
Time was of the essence. Don't look for it, Rob. I got it memorized.
Okay, good.
How may I help you?
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
It's Don and Mike speaking right now.
I believe that Robert Goulet just tried to call our radio show.
You want to apologize for some sort of miscommunication?
All right. Hold on just a moment. May I have a telephone number?
We're in New York.
877-365-3636, but he'll never get through because that's a request line.
Okay. Is there a number that I can have Mrs. Goulet contact you at?
I don't know, honey. I don't know.
Wait, Dad. Charlie's coming.
Not today.
Hold on just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
She
said hold on just a moment. Oh, and there is a hotline here. Oh, listen to this. Robert Goulet's got some kind of a hold music at his house.
Is that him?
Am I to my...
Yeah, of course it is.
That's great.
Alibi.
You can do this at your house, Mike.
Johnson said to me, where's the baby oil?
I love the smell of my own farts. The new album by Pete Johnson.
62. Where's the goo?
Has anybody seen Pete since he was in here getting the treatment?
Don, I did.
And?
He was being taken away. On a gurney. Just kidding. If you're listening, Mrs. Johnson, he's fine.
Mrs. Johnson. MJ. PJ and MJ.
His wife, Susan.
Okay, if you'll hold on just a moment, I'll transfer you.
Thank you. Beautiful. And incidentally, for those who are wondering, Pete is 16 years older than Leslie Visser.
There you go.
Who was fired today from Monday Night Football because she's 46.
Yeah. Right.
And replaced by Melissa Stark, who's 26.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty transparent what they're up to.
Yes, it is.
We've seen Leslie Visser. We think she's pretty hot for an old broad.
Her picture, yeah. Publicity picture is fantastic.
Oh, well, that is so airbrushed. Hello.
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 Mrs. Goulet is online.
Hello, is this Mrs. Goulet?
Yes, am I on the air?
Yes,
this is Don and Mike, and we want to start by profusely apologizing.
We want to tell you that our producer has a slight mental problem.
He's a moron for doing what he did, and we just had everything explained to us, and we apologize.
Well, I don't think he's a moron, but he has to learn some manners, and if he thought it was a joke, there was another way of handling it. However, Mr. Goulet remembers you from previous interviews, and he always had a wonderful time with you. He wanted to wish the young man a happy birthday.
The young man.
Young man.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're calling me a young man, then I accept his birthday wishes. That's see, the thing is, on the request line, our producer gets a lot of phone calls every day that are all... are all very, very prank in nature. That's why he deals with them like
Mrs.
that.
Mrs. Goulet, to be honest with you, he is...
My name is Vera, by the way.
Vera? Vera, yes. Goulet, if I may be so bold as to call you Vera.
You may certainly be, with my blessing.
Then I will be as bold with you as I possibly can. Our producer, he has a problem.
He has a problem with many different things.
He has a problem tying his shoes.
Yes.
He has a problem getting to work every day. We've hired him to help out a school.
Mm-hmm. He's challenged.
You know where I'm going.
Tell him I'll spend 20 minutes with him and I'll teach him some European manners.
European manners. And where are you from, Vera?
Yes.
I was born in Macedonia, Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia.
A tormented country right now.
Yes,
absolutely. Well, you know, we're very sorry about all the confusion, and I must tell you that I am thrilled that Robert Goulet would call me on my birthday to wish me a happy birthday.
Well, is today your birthday?
Today is my birthday.
Well, happy birthday, and I tell you what I'm going to do after all of this. I'm going to put you on hold. Now, you could probably get his music on hold, but I'm going to see if I can get him on the line
for you.
The
man himself. All right, that would be beautiful. We just keep him for a moment.
Nice talking to you, and you tell your producer next time, check out any calls.
He's a retard. Vera, he's a retard.
Thank you very much, Vera.
Hold on one moment,
please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, how skillful was that?
She liked your explanation. Vera C. Goulet.
And you know what the C stands for.
Courteous.
VCG. On the zoo.
Imagine if I had this system at home. Somebody called for me. And Frida put him through the ringer and then put him back on hold because they had to listen to tapes of our show.
That's right.
Before I decided if I wanted to pick up to say hello.
Hello.
Oh, he's still singing.
Castaways. Don't diss my man.
And the great news is you'll get to hear him sing while you wait to see if he'll pick up to take your call.
Do you think he'll sing? The odds are in my favor.
Well, I think we should ask him.
You have to ask him. Robert Goulet.
Hello, Robert?
Yeah.
Robert, it's Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, I thought you had passed away.
And Robert Goulet, you know we love you, and we are sorry that our retarded producer treated your wife so poorly.
He didn't treat her, he treated me.
Oh, we apologize, and of course, Robert, you're on the...
He's off three times, he's a wonderful guy.
No, he's an idiot, and we apologize, sir.
Where did he graduate from?
I don't think there ever was any schooling in his history.
I've come to that conclusion.
He was raised by animals.
Anyway, young man, Mike, happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Robert.
27th again?
Yes, 27 years young.
Now, Mike, that is a great present. You are in debt to Gladys Kravitz.
I can always say, Gladys, God bless you, sweetheart. Robert Goulet called me on my 41st birthday.
Now, Robert, I know that Mike is too shy to ask. It would make his birthday if you could sing just one line from one of your songs.
Not sure what the title of the song is, but there's a line in the song that says, "And the odds are in my favor."
Is it possible you could grace us with...
What the hell is that?
Who knows?
He doesn't know.
I'm gonna get out my shotgun, kill all the mics, and oh God, I shouldn't say that.
Kill all the mics. It's a death threat from Robert Goulet, ladies and gentlemen.
I think so. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear and Mikey. Happy birthday to you.
All right.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Where are you now?
We are in New York City right now.
What you doing? Are you going to go see a show?
We're doing our show. No. After today, we're on vacation, sir.
On vacation. Yep. Go and see Macbeth before it closes.
Yes. At your recommendation, we will go see Macbeth.
Kelsey Grammer, I sat in the second row, and I got scared to death when the thunder came in because the boomers are right next to the front of the stage, and I jumped 3 feet in the air.
Well,
and
that's
Kelsey
right.
is wonderful. Everybody else in the show is wonderful. You'll
All
love
right,
it.
We shall. And Robert, thank you, and sorry again, our retarded producer hung up on you.
Oh, well give me his name because I want to meet him someday.
His name is Charles Broyhill. Would you like to say anything to him
no,
right now?
No, nothing to Charles, except that we'll meet someday, Charles, and you'll be in trouble.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, babe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, babe.
That's great.
Bye, babe.
Bye, babe. See Kelsey Grammer in Macbeth.
I had to stop myself from saying, that show was canceled after 12 performances.
Right.
It was. Did you read that?
Yeah, he said see it before it closed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he did know that.
Glad I didn't say that, then. Babe.
Hey, happy birthday to me.
So. And how about he didn't even know the song, and the odds are in my favor.
What is that? Do you know that song, Head? We've never been able to figure out what the title is, and obviously Robert Goulet himself.
But that's the song he was supposedly singing when Elvis shot out the television. Said,
and the
that's why we adopted it.
Favor.
So does Gladys win her months back now?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, cool. She gets July 22nd back. I have to do that for her.
You're all over the place today.
Well, I'm. I don't know. I mean, I'm. You know, my hormones or something. I'm having a weird day.
But I know.
Since you gave her month back, you're no longer indebted to her.
Yes, that's
even
right.
Even Steven.
Absolutely.
There you go. Happy birthday, Mike. A call from Robert Goulet.
I couldn't be more thrilled.
And now let's try. You know, we have a stockpile of prizes that we have not given away. Today's the last show before vacation, so let's get some callers on. If you want to play the celebrity coroner game, I got a whole bunch of great coroner's reports for celebrities and pseudo-celebrities.
Fantastic.
Oh, and I think I've got another message for you here.
Listen up.
Basso profundo.
Absolutely. I think there was definitely... I think we found water at that depth.
For the best cigars on the planet, call egars.com.
Sounds like we're getting a yield of about a gallon a minute there.
If you want to play the celebrity coroner game and win some prizes, call us right now at 877-365-3636.
Oh, here I am with you, honey.
Okay, babe. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Fag.
What? Who said I'm a fag?
I'm a fag. Who is that?
I think that's Mike saying that. Is that something Jimmy is adding on his own here? Jimmy, is that something you're trying to help us with?
It was supposed to be the rejoiner, but it didn't fire.
Hey, Jimmy, but thanks for separating that. I'm really happy about that.
I thought Jimmy was just supposed to play the tapes that we set out for him.
That was the plan.
Wasn't that the plan, that we were absolutely going to idiot-proof this trip to New York, that we were going to pick out the tapes in advance? Right?
Yeah, they're all in a pile.
They're all just in a big pile, Jimmy.
Well, Jimmy, please forgive me for trying to be creative. I'm
right.
Stupid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, let's just get to some calls. Jesus Christ. Hey, have you forgotten your key to the transmitter again?
Hey, Michael is close above my chin. I'll take that thing where he says I'm a fag, and I'll run into the studio and pay attention to that, because that's what I'm going to occupy my time with.
You know, meanwhile, look at this. We have absolutely idiot-proofed the system that before we came to New York this time, so that there would be no chance of F-ups, we pulled out a bunch of tapes to run after the green cart, which is the studio rejoiner, the thing that says The Don and Mike Show.
So they were all pre-picked.
Yes.
So that there would be no margin for error.
Correct. Hi, Charlie.
And Jimmy said to me, hey, I pulled this. Mike's saying I'm a fag. I said, do you want me to come back with it? I said, sure, why not? It was my fault. It wasn't Jimmy.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're 0-2 today.
That's because I'm a retard.
You're 0-2.
I know I am.
Hey, are we on vacation after this show?
Yes, we are.
Not to stick up for my partner, but even if he did use that as a rejoiner tape, Charlie couldn't have hit the button for Jimmy.
Yeah, how come there was dead air coming out of the network bumper?
I would guess that he did not have.
It had nothing to do with this noise in the background.
Oh, you mean, is that the sound of the work in the studio?
Yeah, that's the drilling going on next door.
Okay, well, listen, hello, you have headphones on. Put them on.
Jesus. He has them on, he can't put them on.
You know what? Listen, just shut up. Okay, just shut up.
Everybody, I'm not the only one, Don, today. I'm not the only one.
I know.
I'm not the only one having, well, how did you put it, all over the place today?
You are. You're king of all over the place, but there's a lot of guys in your court today.
I'm not all over the place. I'm just sort of all over the place.
You're emotional at lunch. You're emotional when you had to pay the check.
Yeah.
And then you're emotional at the beginning of the show. You're emotional about the picture in the ad.
Yeah, yeah.
You're emotional about the thing with Gladys. What did the guy say on the phone about me?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So I do win the award for being the most all over the place. But I get a free pass. Why?
It's your birthday!
It's
your birthday!
And I'm excited to say, F you, Jimmy.
Yeah, right. I think we're all agreed, even if it wasn't Mike's birthday,
mm-hmm.
It's Jimmy's fault. It's not Charlie's fault.
Yay!
You know. You know, we made you a goddamn pile of tapes. Just play the goddamn pile of tapes. That's all. Just don't be creative.
It's a weird day today.
Don't listen to Broyhill. Listen to this.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That's a
do you hear what you've made me do, Jimmy? Look what you made me do.
That's heavens a yield of about 30 gallons per minute.
How many is that, Robbie?
Heavens, number 11.
Number 11.
11th fart today.
Wow.
Something about my ass in New York, man.
And the tuna.
Crusted tuna.
Yes, crusted tuna that I had for lunch today with all the boys.
There's going to be something that's crusted.
The best cigars on the planet. Go to egars.com. All right, we're going to play the celebrity coroner game now.
All right.
And we have some tough ones for you today.
Good.
Okay? If you guess who the celebrity is I'm talking about, we will give you, I think we have gift certificates to A&E, the A&E store catalog and WWF pay-per-views. Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this, please?
This is Marnell.
Marnell, where are you calling from?
Fairfax.
All right, Marnell, I'm going to tell you right now that this is a very tough celebrity. He would be a third-tier celebrity.
That makes it tough.
He was the star of a television show in the 1960s. Yeah. Are you ready?
Ready.
He died in 1997. Not Jack Cassidy, Mike. Sorry. He was 75 when he died. Cause of death, handgun suicide. This is from the coroner's.
Brian Keith.
You are correct.
Hey, wow.
Way to go.
Brian Keith. Fantastic.
Got it.
How did you do that?
Handgun death.
Okay. Handgun death. He had it on handgun death.
That's pretty amazing.
That's like Jerry Maguire. You had me at hello.
That's great.
You had me at handgun death.
Mm-hmm.
You have won a $50 gift certificate to the World of A&E catalog.
Thanks.
Watch Biography, all premiere June on A&E. Thank you. Hold on. Yeah, let me read you the story. Brian Keith, a 75-year-old male, had a history of lung cancer and emphysema causing failing health. He had been known to make comments about taking his life. The Dirty Harry type weapon had blown a massive wound in Keith's skull, measuring 7.5 by 4.75 inches. Despite his long list of illnesses, the coroner found Brian Keith's 160-pound body well-developed and muscular. Further investigation revealed a large, colorful tattoo of the Virgin of Guadalupe on his left arm and a penile implant.
Really?
Wow. That's from the coroner's report.
Buenos dias, Mr. Keith.
And was it a suicide pact with Mr. French?
I thought it was.
You think so, Robbie?
Puffy, Jody, my turn.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kenny.
Kenny, where are you from, Kenny?
Baltimore.
All right, Kenny. Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm going to try my best.
Okay, now, this one I think is pretty easy.
Is this a big-time celebrity?
Well, she is now.
Okay.
She is now that she's dead.
So she gained notoriety with her death.
Yes.
Very good.
She died June 12th, 1994. Age at time of death, 35. Cause of death, sharp force injuries. Not Bob Hope.
The one underneath.
Dana?
Yeah. Plato?
No, not Dana Plato.
No. Okay.
Here we go. 35, age of the time of death, sharp force injuries. The coroner report, the coroner's report, begins in the usual way, describing a well-developed, well-nourished Caucasian female, 5'5", 129, no tattoos, no deformities, no amputations, but there were 2-inch-long surgical scars beneath each breast and breast implants. The person was wearing a blood-stained black dress, black panties, no bra, no shoes. The neck shows sharp force injury to be described below, and the larynx is visible through the gaping wound.
Nicole Simpson.
That is, you know what? 2 for 2 today. All right. Right. 2 for 2. That is, in fact, the coroner's report from Nicole Simpson.
And nice.
A&E, the wonderful... Well, nice. You called. You have won a $50 gift certificate to the World of A&E catalog. Watch right. Biography, all premiere June on A&E. Hold on.
Buzz and I both had that one, too.
Yep. Yeah, that was an easy one.
Yes, it was.
All right. The next one is not going to be quite as easy.
Good.
Okay. Dana Plato, you've already guessed her. She's in here. Okay. I got one for you now. Oh. Good one. It's a real good one. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Tim, this
yes.
celebrity who at the time of his death was at the top of his field, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Died January 28, 1977.
Oof.
He was 22 at the time of his death. Cause of death? Suicide. The coroner's report reveals the gun was fired into the right side of his head between his ear and his eye. Right eye was swollen and black soot was found around the entry spot. Sooties? Indicating it was a close contact wound. The bullet traveled through the brain and exited 5 inches above the left ear. The man was healthy, 6 feet, 150 pounds, no abnormalities. There were fresh bruises between the right thumb and right index finger where he had gripped the gun. Fresh needle marks were found in both arms, and he had 4 Quaaludes and a trace of cocaine in his system.
Uh-huh.
Who is it, sir?
I can't think of his name. He was on that, I think of the TV show he was on.
Yes, he was on a TV show. You are correct.
Bob somebody?
Bob, no. Mike, what is your guess, Mike? Yes, you're right. Both Mike and Buzz had it. It's Freddie Prinze.
Yay! No, that's not who I was thinking.
Freddie Prinze. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Hey, thank you very much.
No problem.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
We're just scurrying for paper around here because this is fun. Buzz and I are playing the home version.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
This is Tony.
Tony, where are you calling from?
Herndon, Virginia.
All right, Tony, I'm going to tell you right now that this this celebrity, much like Nicole Simpson, was not famous until she died. Okay? You would not know her until she died.
So she became a celebrity with her death.
Okay. Yes. I don't even know if you'll know her first name. You'll probably know her second name.
Okay.
She is famous because of her husband. Now I've really given this away. She died on August 11th, 1999. She was 40. I probably don't even have to read anything besides this. Cause of death, drowning. Who is it? Do you know? Do you need the coroner's report?
Yeah.
All right. The county deputy medical examiner ruled the cause of death was accidental drowning. But the autopsy report reveals that the woman's body was marred by no less than 27 cuts, abrasions, and bruises, including a bruise on her left cheek, an abrasion on the top of her left shoulder, and other abrasions under her right eye, on the bridge of her nose, and on both knees. The report also pinpointed 7 other locations on her body, which appeared to be the sites of previous injuries. This person had a history of alcohol. Yes, Mike, you had it right. Yes, I see. I saw it the first time you put it up.
Well, I want acknowledgement when I'm getting it.
I'm trying to concentrate on reading the coroner's report.
I want credit.
This person had a history of alcohol abuse and was in the habit of swimming while intoxicated. Also in the bloodstream at the time of death, Valium. The deceased either jumped, dived into the pool, or fell into the pool, striking her head and causing a neck fracture. Christ, can I draw you a map? Who is
sure.
it?
It's Mrs. Captain Kirk.
Right.
Bravo.
Right. Noreen Shatner.
Ah. Noreen?
Yes.
Noreen.
Noreen. Very
happy
interesting.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Noreen Shatner.
Noreen.
You have won a $50 gift certificate to the World of A&E catalog.
Watch Thank you.
Biography all premiere June on A&E. Thank you. Okay, one more. We have time for one more. I want to make it a tough one.
Okay.
No Fair Pete. Cena, you've already seen that one.
No, I didn't. I wasn't looking. No I swear to God. I was looking at the picture.
You didn't see Sammy Wynette?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't know it was Sammy Wynette.
No
I was just looking.
No Fair Pecan. Okay. Are you peeking?
No.
Don't peek. Don't peek.
God!
I could really throw you a wrench and go with Ron Goldman.
That would be right after Nicole Simpson. That would be confusing.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, Mike, you can uncover your eyes. Buzz, you may uncover your eyes.
Okay.
Let's get one more person to play. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
This is Daniela.
Daniela, where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
Beautiful, Daniela. Here you go.
No! Okay.
Well, did you call to play the game?
Yes, but you're going to give me the hard one, and I haven't been very good at the guesses. So.
That is a winning attitude.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's
Daniela, this celebrity died on April 10th, 1992. He was 38. Cause of death, head injuries. Let me see the autopsy report prepared by Deputy Coroner Donald Johnson. Wrong, Mike. You're out. It's not Kurt Cobain.
I'm out. I can't play anymore.
Wow. Well, it's, you know, he's distracting.
He's in 92?
I'm trying to read the coroner's report, and Mike is frantically holding up his guest in front of him.
That's what we've been doing the whole time.
I know, but I just blocked you out of the game
come
now.
Come on. I'm having a bad day.
You're out of the game now.
All right.
You want to see the answer?
No. No. No, I want to wait until she gets it.
Okay. Let me see.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the confidence there, babe.
I have total confidence in you.
Deputy Coroner Donald Johnson indicated that the comic... Oh, there's a clue.
Oh, go ahead.
The comic was hurled into the steering wheel of his car with such force that he snapped the steering wheel in two.
Score! I know who it is.
Although this person had slowed to 15 miles per hour before the collision, the impact was so fierce, his head shattered the windshield. The coroner ruled he died due to multiple traumatic injuries, massive internal damage. His aorta was ripped apart by the steering wheel, and his skull was fractured when it hit the windshield.
Neat.
Mike, it is not Emo Phillips. And Robin is not Tom Dreesen. They are both still alive.
What?
Although the head injury proved fatal, the celebrity managed to stagger from the wreckage before collapsing to the roadside.
Really? I never read that in the article.
Who is it?
Is it Sam Kinison?
Yes!
Bravo!
Yeah.
Woo! I saw him in concert like 5 months before he died.
Look at that, and you had no faith, Daniela.
I was scared.
Of course.
You guys are so intimidating, and being Mike's birthday, I didn't want to disappoint him.
I wouldn't have gotten that one. That's a terrific job.
See, I know you probably would have thought Sam Kinison.
Absolutely.
Drugs.
Yeah, drugs.
Booze.
Right.
No, I remember it was outside of Vegas. He had just got married.
Right. Cracked his skull wide open.
Sweet.
Clean open. Sweet. You have won a $50 gift certificate to the World of A&E Catalog Watch Biography. Premiere June on A&E. Thank you,
Radio God.
Thank you for listening. Okay, you want one more just for Mike and Buzz?
All right, here we go.
Great game.
Okay, one more. Last one. This was just for Mike and Buzz.
Okay.
I'm going to put a time limit on it, though, because we got to get right to Jeopardy.
Right.
This celebrity died March 31, 1995. Age, at time of death, 23. It's not Jack Cassidy.
I'm sorry. That's
you're going to be out of the game the next time you do that.
His birthday, you know.
First guy to buzz in here, okay? Cause of death, gunshot wound. This person, let me see. You already got an answer? Are you mad at me?
No,
I'm not mad at you.
No, he loves you.
I am not mad at you.
Just saying. All right, I'm ready now. I'm ready to play the game. I'm ready.
He's mad at the dirt.
I'm ready.
Okay, according to the coroner's report, the .38 caliber hollow point bullet that tore through this person's back literally tore her to shreds. The slug destroyed her right shoulder, her lung, veins, and a major artery, causing the blood to flow from her body in torrents. The amount of blood this person lost was equivalent to what's pumped through the heart in just 1 minute. He simply...
Rob is now showing me signs and trying to make me laugh.
She simply bled to death.
Oh, no.
Wow.
This is not funny.
No, it is not.
Not at all.
River of blood is what they wrote on the cover of the coroner's report. River of Blood. I'll give you a hint.
Forget it.
Forget it. Everybody's doing a show that can't go on the radio.
I apologize.
Mike and Robert both write down stuff that's only funny to us.
I've been good.
I know. Buzz, take the win. Take the victory. It's Selena.
Okay.
It was Selena.
I wouldn't have gotten it anyway.
It was Selena.
All right. If it was a man, I would have said Jack Cassidy.
We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike. Live from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
We want to thank Jenna and Shiloh from 2Exposed.com for taking the shuttle up today and celebrating Mike's birthday with ancient WNEW engineer Peter Johnson.
Pete, who had the best day of his career, I'm to understand.
Yeah. He was on all fours with his shirt off, with the ball in his mouth, wearing the penis mask, with the nipple clamps on.
And a special moment for me during that show was... as they clean some of their hardware with Pete's shirt. I just thought I'd pass that along.
You will be able to see pictures of Pete Johnson with Jenna and Shiloh at the website www.2XPOSED.com. They should be up by the end of the weekend.
And then the girls just left the studio and now are hitting the streets of Manhattan.
Today is off to earn money somehow. Today is the last show before vacation. Yesterday, we sent a busload of listeners to King's Dominion, the Animal Express, with Homosexual Joseph. We do have a tape of the bus ride. We will get to that in just a moment. Oh, but because this is a truncated week, we're going to do a Friday favorite today. And I want to bring someone in right now who is, to be honest with you, grieving. It's not going to be a happy Jeff Hardy. That this man, frankly, I thought he would be very happy. But he's not happy. Tony Soprano.
How you doing?
Sure, I've gotten over this thing with your mom.
Yeah, you know, you got to move on with life. That's the way it works. If I sit down and dwell on it, I might be too sad. I can't do my job if I'm sad.
Right.
It really, you know, you got to move on with life and have a good time. And I want to thank you for having me on the in the studios of WNEW in New York City. It's a real pleasure to be here, you know? I'm not lying to you, though. I'm having a good time, man.
Can I ask you a couple of things about some of the people who work here?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Because I know that you know a lot about the people that work at WNEW.
Yeah, a lot of them from New York.
Yeah. Can you tell me, for instance, what do you know about Ron and Fez?
Fez. No, I don't know nothing. Come on, don't bust my balls. What you always bust my balls for, Ed? I don't listen to that show. It's on too late at night. I'm always at Bada Bing. You know, I'm having a cocktail.
What about Leslie Gold?
Leslie Gold? She's hot. You know, I'm reasonably attracted to her. I tell you right now, the thing about Ron and Fez is they want to see the porn. You call me, threw me for a loop there. What you ask me about this song is for? I just listen to CDs.
Well, I know that you live here in New York. These are just jockeys on our New York station.
I listen to CDs and I listen to Donna Mike Show. That's all I listen to, right? Ron and Fez. Jeez, you got your Ron and Fez. Well, up on the internet. Come on, for the love of God.
All right, Sonny, we're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy now. Charlie, should I just take a call at random here? I mean, I'm not sure exactly which. Are you trying to get a champion on the line?
A player that he had.
Right, just keep him away from me when he's in the studio. That's all I care about.
Well, the first guy is Josh, right? From where are you calling from, Josh?
Manteca, California.
Josh Dennis.
Yes, it is.
Let me get another line going here. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hey, guys.
Hi. Well, what's your name?
Bob.
Bob, where are you from?
Greenville.
There's your other contestant, Tony.
All right, Josh and Bob are now entering the studio to host a Low Budget Jeopardy. Remember, Josh and Bob, don't screw with LQ.
Thank you.
And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, boys.
Hello, Alex.
You ever bang Leslie Gold?
No, I never had a chance, you know. But, I mean, is she married? Not that it matters with me. You know, I got that Russian girl on the side right there. Luke Miller.
Speaking of,
she's a little.
Have you ever met the Gumati we got here?
Nadine?
Yes.
I know her well.
You know her?
Oh, she is hot. I tell you right now, we go out to dinner all the time. She's fantastic. She used to dance down about a bit.
She ever polish your knob?
All the time. She did, yeah. Of course she did. Right after I had a big tray of ziti. fantastic. She didn't care. She didn't mind the tomato smell. She didn't mind at all.
Josh and Bob, don't forget, answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing clip-on tie, suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex, unless we're playing the game that is LQ, Lord Quizmaster. And always call him Anthony Soprano.
Anthony.
And here are your categories.
All right.
And they are Survivor.
Survivor, that's a TV show.
Yes.
I don't know. I'll talk about Survivor. You want to watch Survivors, watch my show. I'm a Survivor.
Facts from Britney Spears' new autobiography.
Britney Spears, yeah, AJ likes Anthony Jr. He thinks she's hot. And if he doesn't like his homework, I'm going to put him through that wall.
Have they done Got Milk ads or not?
Got Milk, you mean those things where they have the mustache?
The Milk mustache.
That's a funny ad. I like that.
That's very similar to, what do you call that? Dirty Sanchez. You ever get Dirty Sanchez?
Oh, yeah, I got a Dirty Sanchez. Sure. Yeah, right after a late night.
New on DVD/home video.
I like DVDs. I got a few. You want some? I got some cheap.
And states and capitals.
States and capitals. There's only one state and one capital. It's Albany in the States of New York.
Here's a kill one more time. Actually, I have the Sopranos from New Jersey.
Yeah. There's only one state. It's New Jersey. And the capital's Trenton.
Here are your categories of games.
I'm pretty good at states and capitals, huh?
Survivor.
Yeah.
Facts from Britney Spears' new autobiography.
Hey, Britney Spears, better be.
Have they done Got Milk ads or not? New on DVD, home video, and states and capitals. Josh, we will start with you.
Sure, let's go on new home videos.
New on home video. New on DVD.
Sure.
Hey, who had the lung butter?
Very nice.
Not me.
Put that on a bagel.
Stars Matt Damon.
What is Saving Private Ryan?
About a year ago.
All right, back to you, Bob.
What is the talented Mr. Ripley?
There you go, Bob.
Oh, that's $1 for you on the bottom row. You're going to control the game, Bob.
I like to go to facts from Britney Spears. You go on to my autobiography, please.
You screwed up there. Lord Quizmaster says you can only stay in one category. Come on, pay attention to the game.
And Tony, remember, you can't spell Bob without B-O.
B-O. I understand I got an older problem. I'm dealing with it.
All right, now, Bob, you got to finish the DVD video category.
Where's my Prozac?
Very good.
All right, for two.
Put you on DVD video for two, please.
Stars Ice Cube.
Ah. Hey, Josh, here's your chance to steal. Come on.
What is next Friday?
That's right. You pulled that out of your ass. Very nice job.
He pulled out of his ass. I like that. Hey, pulled out of his ass. What's this? Hey, look at that. Hey, it's brown.
All right, Josh.
Josh.
I'll finish new on video for three.
Stars Winona Ryder.
What is teach?
Teach. What's the matter? Cat got your dog? All right. Hey, Bob, your chance to steal. It's going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Girl Interrupted.
Yes. Interrupted, yeah, great movie.
Girl Interrupted.
Hey, Josh, you're in control.
Yeah, let's go for States and Capitals.
States and Capitals. It is the capital of the great state of Vermont.
What is...
Hey, Bob, it's your chance to steal.
What is Burlington?
Hey, I got it.
Tony?
What's Montpelier?
That's right,
there
Tony.
You go. Fantastic way to go. All right. That means that Tony gets the points.
Amazing.
Tony's going to go to fight a little bunch of Jeopardy.
Josh. Josh in control here?
Josh is in control.
Go again.
State the capitals for two.
It is the capital of the great state of West Virginia.
What is Charleston? I said it.
You were buzzed.
Yeah, that's right. Bob, it's your chance to steal.
What is Charleston?
That's right.
$2. I would have had it anyway. All right, Bob. You're in control. Come on now. Another one in the category.
States and capitals for three, please.
It is the capital of the great state of Wyoming.
Oh.
Hey, Josh, it's your chance to steal.
What is Cheyenne?
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, we finally got a game going.
That's right. We got a game. It's a horse race. I like that. It's just like going out to the ponies. All right. Hey, Josh, you're in control.
Let's go for Survivor.
Survivor. He's the ex-Navy SEAL.
Who is Rudy?
Right. You're rolling, Josh. You got a really good game going.
Survivor for two. Let's go.
He's the homo.
Who is Richard?
Right!
$2, he watches the show. He's going to clean up with the category. All right, Josh, go again.
Let's finish it out.
On last week's Tom Gavin Survivor show, he was the winner.
Who is David?
Hey, Bob, it's your chance to steal.
Oh, how soon they forget. The used to be famous Mike D.
Mike D.
Mike D.
Mikey D. Good guy. Okay, Josh, you're in control.
Let's go for Got Milk.
All right, have these celebrities done Got Milk ads or not? For one, Brett Favre.
What is yes?
Yes, he has.
$1 for you, Josh. You're rolling out. You're smoking. Way to go. Go again. Yeah.
Let's go for two. Got Milk.
Ricky Martin.
What is no?
Hey, all right, Bob, it's your chance to steal.
What is yes?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, good one, Bob.
I bust his balls. That's funny. I like that. Way to go,
Ricky
Josh.
Martin and Mark Anthony.
All right.
They both have. They need Enrique Iglesias, and they will have the trio.
And Babalooey, you're in control here, okay?
Have they done Got Milk or not for three, please?
Mike Myers.
What is yes?
No, hey, Josh, your chance to steal. Try to figure this one out. Huh?
I'll say what.
Oh. No, yes, no is right.
$3 for you, Josh. You're in control of the big old board.
Let's go for, what is that, Britney Spears.
Oh, you know what? Hold on a second. This is an operator error. Give each of them
$3. $3.
Mike Myers has done a Got Milk ad.
Okay, that means, Josh, you got a total of $12 and Bob's got $8. But Josh is still in control of the big old board.
Mike Myers has done the ad as Austin Powers. Austin Powers.
Oh, that's a good movie. It made me laugh my ass off. I like the bald guy with the scar.
Oh, Dr. Evil.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Hey, Josh, you're in control.
Let's go for facts about Britney Spears.
All right, this is the final category on the big board. Facts from Britney Spears' new autobiography. This teenage cunny star has written a book about her life.
Spears.
And here we go. In this book, the number of pictures that feature her exposed navel.
What is 27?
Hey, Bob, it's your chance to steal.
What is 17?
Nope, 12.
No, come on, it was 12.
Josh, you're in control.
Let's go for 2 for Britney.
In the new Britney Spears autobiography, the number of exclamation points.
What is 39?
Hey, Bobby, chance to steal. Good luck.
What is 74?
No.
152.
It was 152.
I was so close.
Come on, you guys. So easy.
Got half of it.
Hey, Josh, you need control. Come on.
The last one for Britney.
All right, from her new autobiography, number of unflattering photos of Christina Aguilera.
What is 0?
Hey, Bob, you chance to steal.
What is 1?
1 is right.
Oh, that's a big one right there. That's how he almost tied the game. That is so close. It's incredible.
One picture of Christina Aguilera in curlers.
That's incredible. Oh. That's amazing. He almost tied the game. What a horse race. Who knew he was going to get that one?
All right, listen, both of these guys, Josh and Bob,
yeah,
both of them will get to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Right after this.
From the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
You hear that tape?
Yeah, that's from my CJ.
You know how we got that?
How'd you get that tape? That's good. It sounds good on tape.
He got it. I brought
it. Oh, you did? That's great. Yeah. How'd that,
you know where he got it?
How'd he get it?
Out in the changing room of the swimming pool.
He was on the changing room?
Yeah, he's got a peephole out there.
No, that's not true.
What?
You know that cabana house that you have behind your house in New Jersey by the pool?
What? You say he's got a peephole? Like is he looking at Meadow?
No.
Is he looking at Anthony?
No.
Yes.
No.
You mean, hold on a second. You tell me he's taking a look at Anthony Jr. when he's changing? When he's naked? Yes. No. Buzz Burbank is looking at AJ when he's naked?
That's when he got the tape.
No, Tony.
See, right now you are so much so. You're so dead. I wouldn't even walk out of here. I wouldn't even walk out of the streets of Manhattan right now. I wouldn't even go out of the streets of Manhattan with you.
He hangs out in locker rooms all the time.
No,
I don't doubt that. You're a sick F right now. I'm going to tell you right now, you sick F. You know what? You're going to get visits. I'm going to cut your hands off.
Please,
I'm going to cut your hands off, and I'm going to feed them to the ducks.
No, Tony.
The ducks I see in my dreams.
It's all wrong.
I'm going to chop your hands off and feed them to my dog.
Tony, we are going to play you a final low budget Jeopardy now. Online with Josh and Bob. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, fellas, here is your final low budget Jeopardy.
You can't
category.
Stay in the same room with them. I got to go see Dr. Cusimano.
You know what a disc jockey name is?
What's that?
Pete, file.
No, that's
Pete the
not.
File. Yeah, like little boy.
Pete, file.
I'll tell you right now. I'm so angry right now. I'm so angry, I don't even know what to do.
No, he's yanking our chain.
I'm as angry as I was at Janice until she killed Richie April. Oh, that was good. I like it when she pulled that trigger. I don't mind telling you, that was a good thing right in the chest.
All right, boys, final low budget Jeff Hardy. Here we go. And, it's everybody's favorite category.
Category, calories. You talk about calories. I'll tell you, I'll give you some cannolis, give you some calories.
Billy Bob and Angelina Jolie, still married. married.
Oh, man, that guy's a pussy.
Here is the category.
He's a big pussy.
Billy Bob and Angelina, they're still married. Bob. And here is the answer.
Yeehaw.
According to Angelina Jolie, these are the numbers of tattoos on her body that say Billy Bob.
Oh.
According to Angelina Jolie, this is the number of tattoos on her body that say Billy Bob.
What a whore.
She has Billy Bob tattooed how many times on her body? Don't forget, answer in the form of a question, boys, and good luck.
All right, now listen up. Because I'm only going to say this once, okay? All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a big pussy pack. You got me right. You heard me the first time. A tribute to the great Vinnie Pastore.
You got his name.
It includes a lock of back hair, some sweat, and a box plate of leftover ziti. Hey, who doesn't love big pussy, huh? And now you can have big pussy with you all the time. What it includes a big pussy prize pack. Not bad to find a little bunch of Jeopardy without losing your breath. I gotta breathe.
It's getting down now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Who do I want to talk to first here, Tony?
Just by a hair. Just by one of those little hairs. You know the
hair?
Yeah. You want to go, Bob.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. According to Angelina Jolie, this is the number of tattoos on her body that say Billy Bob.
What is 3?
Negative.
I'm sorry, Bob. That knocks you down to 0. That kind of game, the cheapskate, they're down the hallway like this.
Josh, you're the big wiener if you have the right answer.
What is... I said 3 to Charlie, too.
Thank you for being honest, Josh.
Way to go, Josh. That means nobody got some money. There's no cash to give away.
Yes, Ken Stevens, Alan Line one. They're all... And Sam Ben Ruby, they're all happy.
Hey, how's Sam? Hey, how's Sammy? How's Sammy Taiwan doing?
Now, listen, here's the answer, guys. Angela Jolie has 2 tattoos on her body that say Billy Bob. 1 on her arm... And 1 on a place we cannot say on the radio.
Oh, really down there?
Whore.
I don't want to say.
Another region.
She's a whore.
Boy, I tell you right now, nobody has Tony down there.
It's the type of game that only a general manager could love. We are giving away no money.
No money.
And because we're almost out of time, it's the last show before vacation, we only have 1 gift in your prize package. So, Bob and Josh, don't go away mad. Just go away here. Tony Soprano to tell you about your prize. Singular.
Okay, you want me to read this?
Yes, Tony, please.
I'm in the waste management business. I have a lot of meetings. I don't do the read and write. They got to
do your best.
Okay. You have won. You have, hey, what the hell is that laughing for? Knock it off. You have won a Wolf King of,
W?
Yeah, W. W. Wolf.
No. What are the letters there? What's your favorite wrestling league?
WWF.
That's what it says, WWF.
No, okay. Yeah. You want a WWF the ring.
King of the ring.
King of the ring. Prize. The prize. I can't read.
Prize pack.
All right.
Okay.
All
right, let me read it, and then you put it in your own words.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Thanks.
You won the WWF King of the Ring prize pack, courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable Systems.
I hate being stupid.
WWF King of the Ring is in demand this Sunday. Call your Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order this pay-per-view event. Okay, put that in your own words.
Hey, you got all that wrestling crap. Way to go. Yeah. Right,
Thank you, Josh and Bob.
Thanks for the game.
Thank you, guys.
You big guy.
All right, well, Tony, listen, I know that
Really?
You got stuff to do. I got to go to the airport. I was going to go to the airport. Right. Buzz has got to go to the cemetery.
Yeah, cemetery. Oh, yeah, think about it. You're dead, man, Buzz. I tell you right now. Hey, thanks for sending the flowers to the cemetery.
You're very welcome.
Attaboy.
And always remember and never forget, please, Tony, that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Colorado Incorporated is distributed by King World. Come on, I got to go out there. My big hairy ass.
Goodbye, Tony.
I
had no idea he couldn't read. He's the worst reader we've ever had on the show.
Lots of guys on Jeopardy can't read. They all can't read. Imagine that.
It's amazing.
It's time for the news and comments now. Oh, here's the intro.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
right,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
All right, Buzz, you got, look at this. It's the last show before vacation.
Wow.
When somehow we always run on schedule and the news always is exactly on time.
It's amazing.
So now that you've got this time, and right. I told you you would, which is why I asked you to cut your lunch short.
You won't regret it.
What is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, Monday Night Football drops a cotton-picking bomb.
Okay, now, I've been told, I've not been told who it is.
Good.
But I was told about an hour ago that they made the announcement.
Yes, they have.
About who it was.
Right.
And Braille said, do you want Buzz to tell you, or would you rather save it for the news? So when we come back, how about... Stop it, Rob.
God.
How about we come back, we play a game, you give us some hints.
Okay.
And Mike and I see if we can guess who gets the job.
Good. Yeah, I'm not even going to ask a question. I don't even have an opinion.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned,
stay tuned
for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
It's not Sam Huff, is it?
I'd rather not say.
That was very...
professional.
Right now, Ed, you know what? I would like you to take a look at the tote board, sir.
I'd love to do that. All right, let's see it.
Very good.
I like that number, 17,000. Oh, thank you. Brought us good luck, Silas.
No, Ed, yes. count the numbers again.
17,000.
17.
Oh, did I say thousand?
Million, baby.
See, I'm just trying to get you angry with me so you'll give me more money. That's what it is.
Oh,
17 million, I'm sorry.
Yeah!
Broadcasting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Great logic, Ed. Yeah, Ed. Piss people off and they'll give more money for muscular dystrophy.
Right.
17 million. Oh.
I'm just trying to get you angry.
I was over here if you needed me.
Look at pictures of Pete Johnson, WNEW engineer, with a Ildo Day in his elf mane.
Yes.
Over the weekend, the pictures will be up on Jenna and Shiloh's website, www.2exposed.com. Just click on the icon that says Mike's birthday party,
and you'll see Peter Johnson.
Also, when you're there, you can click on the icon for Charlie Broyhill's birthday, Frida's birthday party, and also the Tom Gavin Monster Survivor Challenge.
If you want to see what's happening in here, which a lot of people do, go ahead and do it.
We will be on vacation next week. When we come back, we'll cover the stuff that happened yesterday when Homo Joe took the bus full of listeners to King's Dominion.
That's right.
Also, the first day back from vacation postponed from yesterday because of an illness in his family. We will have the reinvented Dennis Murphy.
Yep.
And on Friday, July 7th, we'll be giving away a three-day, two-night trip to Vegas, home of Robert Goulet, who called us on the show today.
Happy birthday.
Courtesy of Independence Day, available on DVD starting June 27th. Independence Day on DVD. Prepared to be blown away. Now, news and comment and Buzz.
Yes.
And we are going to play a guessing game.
Let me set
Boy, this
up.
Is a bomb.
Yes.
It's a cotton picket bomb. Who got the job on Monday Night Football? Dan Fouts, right?
He is
one of the people.
He's one of them. And nobody was very excited about that because he hasn't broadcast football in a long time.
God,
that's the one we were joking about the other day.
As a matter of fact, Rudy offered him up as a guest on today's show.
That's what you were
like,
doing.
As an exclusive. And I said, who gives a frig? I don't care if Dan Fouts gets the job. But I got nothing to say to him.
Very low key. I don't think it will bring a lot of excitement to the booth, certainly.
I'm really amazed at that one.
But this third guy might. Who do you think the third person
might
be?
Okay, give us a hint. From what Rob, move your gigantic head. I can't see Buzz.
Okay.
From what walk of life does he come?
Entertainment.
Oh, boy. Movies?
He has been in movies.
Television.
He has been on television.
So he's been in movies and television.
Yes.
Is he a comedian?
Yes, he is.
It's not Billy Crystal.
No, it isn't.
Is he known as a sports fan?
I don't believe that he is, actually.
Would you consider him old?
Since he's about my age, I would say no.
Has he ever done any kind of sports broadcasting?
Not that I know of.
Did he play college athletics, as far as you know?
Were you going to go with Burt Reynolds?
Has he been in a hit movie in the last year?
No.
Is it Burt Reynolds?
No.
Is it a former member of Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Is it Bill Murray?
No.
Is it Eddie Murphy?
No.
Is it Dan Aykroyd?
No.
It's not Joe Piscopo.
No.
Thank God for that.
It's not Chevy Chase.
No. We're running out. Well, I know, this is not a guess. It certainly can't be Phil Hartman. Is it Adam Sandler?
No.
Mm-mm.
Former cast member of Saturday Night Live. Now I'm going.
How many questions have we asked, Robbie?
You've asked 16.
We have four more guesses. Was he on? Was he on?
Crappy Saturday Night Live when he was on it.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
So it actually had moments.
Would you consider him to be a member of the?
Not Dana Carvey.
No.
Pseudo current cast.
No.
No.
We have one question left then, Mike.
A former cast member of Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. We've run through everybody who's decent.
Did Head get it?
He gave me another hint. I've got some hints.
Give me one more hint.
Ready?
Okay.
He wasn't in a lot of the sketches. I should say that.
Dennis Miller?
That's the guy.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's a good hire.
That's fantastic.
That's a freaking good hire.
I'm not a football fan.
That's hysterical. That is just out of left field.
We forgot
Dennis Miller did the news.
He's such a great broadcaster.
Don Ohlmeyer, the same guy who was O.J.'s friend.
I love Dennis Miller.
That's fantastic.
Ohlmeyer was running NBC West Coast when Dennis Miller was on Saturday Night Live.
That's a guy that deserves it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the guy that's going to add such an edge to Monday Night Football.
That's the guy who's going to say words that Dan Fouts will never freaking understand.
You're right.
The Dan Fouts is going to have to buy a dictionary right now.
So it's going
to
be Al Michaels, Dan Fouts, and Dennis Miller.
Right.
That is just too cool.
That is just so, I think it's so
wild.
That is wild.
Oh, that's a wild, wild lineup.
That's amazing.
That's wild.
I mean, look how hard we had time figuring it out. I never would have guessed
Thank
that.
Thank God, because exactly. my next guess is going to be Martin Short. Martin Short, I would kill myself.
You'd never watch another Monday Night Football game.
Dennis Miller, excellent hire.
I'll be watching that.
Excellent. I didn't think that Dennis Miller was a gigantic sports fan.
He's got to have some knowledge of football to get the gig, I would think, but nobody ever knew about it.
Yeah, well, that's a great play.
Oh, you know what I love? I love all the people that wanted certain other celebrities that are just going to be pissed at that. That makes me very happy.
How is Dennis Miller going to call a football game without cussing?
I don't know.
He can't do his HBO show. That's a great thing about his HBO show.
Right.
Every other word is the F-bomb.
You know, and I will be curious to see. Dennis Miller, I've always believed, not only is he a very funny guy, but he's somebody that works well off a script. But he does the interview segments on his show.
And you know,
pretty good off the cuff.
There's no way he can wear the ABC blazer.
I know.
There's no way. I mean, they got to let him just wear jeans and a shirt and a jacket.
I hope he at least combs his hair, something he doesn't do on his HBO show.
I totally look forward to the mocking of the coaches and the players. I hope he brings that to the table.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Oh, man. Like that guy. Oh, my God.
What the hell was he thinking with that?
I don't know if it'll last. You know, I think Dennis Miller speaks over the heads of a lot of people, and I think that irritates a lot of people. And I think there's a good chance the NFL will get steamed at him at some point.
What a shot in the arm for Monday Night Football.
Absolutely.
I think it's brilliant. You know, and then you can bring in a guy, a standard guy like Dan Fouts, because it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because you've got Dennis Miller. I love this. I love this because it came out of left field.
Dan Fouts is now essentially the GIF of Monday Night Football.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's going to be a good day? No, I don't think so.
Dennis Miller, they're calling the games and jeans and his bottle of water.
Drinking his water. And you know, I hope they let him like do features too. You know, where they'll do.
Oh,
they'll
him
do
with a coach? Can you imagine an uptight coach like
Jim Mora?
Yeah, Jim Mora, Bill Cowher.
Oh.
You have to sit down to be interviewed by Dennis Miller.
Hey, this guy's wrapped tighter than anything.
Bill!
You can look forward to that.
You lost four in a row, man. Hey, what the frig is going on?
I don't want to get off on a rant here, but the Packers are just,
Oh, my God. Hey, Brett Favre. What is up with your name?
Well, the show also today dumped...
Hey, Dan Snyder, buddy. $10 to park? What are you, high? You know, it's a good idea.
It's brilliant.
I give
him
credit.
Think so.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. The show also today dumped 46-year-old Leslie Visser in favor of 26-year-old Melissa Stark for sideline duties. Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson will also work. work the sidelines this fall.
I am just that is so unique. I can't imagine what that first. Well, you know, they've succeeded by putting this guy in, mm-hmm. putting it on the map. Everybody's going to watch that first episode.
Of course, right. Episode.
Episode.
You mean the first game, Mike?
The first game. Now you see with Dennis Miller, I call it an episode.
Right. Nobody doesn't like cheerful, friendly Al Roker, except maybe the Catholic League. As he makes the talk show circuit promoting his new book, Al Roker tells about the hormone his wife took to help him have a baby. The drug is Perganol, which he likes to say is made from the urine of menopausal nuns.
Did he have to give his wife that date rape drug that the guy from the Raiders just got busted with? Because why else would a woman have sex with Al Roker?
Sebastian Janikowski?
Yeah.
That's him.
They're young and very much in love, and Roker likes to talk about this hormone, Perganol, which comes from the urine of menopausal nuns, he says.
That's a drug!
Made for a...
You got the wrong cut there.
Made for a company owned by the Vatican, he said. Well, now the Catholic League says the Vatican doesn't own that company anymore, but that's beside the point. The physician's desk reference, though, says, and I quote, "It's a natural hormone drawn from the urine of menopausal Italian nuns. It sells for $600 to $1,200 a dose." Roker says he didn't mean to offend anybody with his comment, and he says he's offended by the criticism from the Catholic League.
Abba gives me an erection. That's what we were looking for. Thank you. We got everything on CD up here.
That's the drug. New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is asking Atlanta pitcher John Rocker not to carry out his threat to ride the number 7 subway to Yay! Shea Stadium.
Oh, chill out, Rudy. Let him ride the subway.
Rocker was saying he'd ride the train he'd earlier criticized because, quote, "I'm not afraid." But Giuliani says, "I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think he'll do it."
Listen, I've never said anything bad about New York. We only come up here 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm petrified. Okay? I've not done anything to say anything bad about the people in New York.
There you go.
I'm scared assless.
Absolutely.
I go to my hotel. I hide in my room. I slink to the radio station, and I slink back to my hotel.
The mayor says,
"Just give me a sign around my neck. Please don't rape me.
I'm not John Rocker.
Please don't steal from me. I love New York."
You jog, though. Don't you jog through Central Park?
In bright daylight. Right? Fast as you can.
As fast as your legs will carry you.
They will hit him until he's a rocker recliner. They really will.
He'd just be sitting there like in a pile of his own blood. I'm not scared.
The mayor says over 500 cops will be assigned to Shea Stadium when Atlanta visits next Thursday to start a 4-game series. That's about 450 more officers than usual. Quoting the mayor again, "I'm asking fans not to act like idiots. If you're going to boo, boo. Just don't throw anything on the field. We should avoid taking the rocker bait."
Time out, Buzz. All be right. Right back. More news and comment after this.
Hi, from New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Can you take me higher?
I'm still not sick of this song.
It's like he's playing on MTV all the time.
Sing it. Go ahead. Go for it. Come on now. It's the last day before vacation.
I don't know the words. I really don't.
Can't you just mumble it?
And Dennis Miller's hired on Monday Night Football.
We're all
a little joyful. Oh, there's something with his jeans and his water.
Yeah.
Fast forward to the hook.
Enough.
I'm just... All right. I'm goofy.
Yeah, we're going on vacation.
We're almost on vacation.
Lovely man.
A close childhood friend of the Kennedy cousin on trial for murder says Michael Skakel told him he was at the scene of the killing. The victim was a girl who lived next to Robert Kennedy's nephew, Michael Skakel. She died 25 years ago when Michael was 15. Now, Michael's being tried as a juvenile, even though he's 39 years old now. Yesterday's testimony had this close childhood friend saying that Michael admitted being in a tree in the girl's yard the night of the murder, masturbating as he watched her.
Wow. I'm Rob.
In a tree.
Boys.
Wrong.
Tough to keep my balance.
Wrong.
In this tree. Masturbating.
Wrong.
I love to masturbate in trees.
Wrong.
Oh, that feels good.
Hey, that's not sap.
I think a bird just crapped on me. Oh, wow. Here I am in the tree again.
The childhood friend says Michael was attracted to the girl. That body, her body rather, was found later under that tree. Earlier this week, a childhood acquaintance testified that Michael told him he'd get away with murder because he's a Kennedy.
Mm.
The young woman who plays Dharma's wacky girlfriend on ABC's Dharma and Greg may be facing sexual harassment charges filed by a conservative radio talk show host.
Mm. Hello.
I've never heard of this guy. The uptight radio guy is Bob Enyart.
Oh, that's... No, Bob goes in ya.
Oh, right. I see. Oh, no. Well, anyway, Bob Enyart was...
No, his name is Dick. I'm sorry. It's Dick Goes In Ya. Well, he has a radio show. Very avant-garde.
Yeah, I'll bet. Bob Enyart was complaining on the Fox News Channel about how women used to act proper and respectable. That's when actress Shay DeLynn got out of her chair and climbed into Bob's lap to give him a lap dance.
There you go.
The audience loved it. Bob didn't. He got up, stormed out of the studio, and then filed a criminal complaint.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
And word is, if that doesn't stick, he'll sue for sexual harassment.
I don't think he'd walk out of the studio if he got left in.
No, absolutely not.
Don, baby, how's it going?
The New York Post says another guest, rapper Coolio, suggested that Bob just smoke a joint and relax.
Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz, which took first place with Bambay.
Bambay.
Cashing in on Survivor Mania, ABC is talking to the creator of Gilligan's Island about a made-for-TV movie on the backstage antics of that show.
Skipper!
Oh, please, don't do that. That just junks it up.
Sherwood Schwartz tells TV Guide it won't be a tell-all, but he says he may use elements from his book about the show, including the complaints from actress Tina Louise. Schwartz also says that Jerry Van Dyke was originally considered for the role of Gilligan.
Well, you know something?
And rightly turned down.
It would have been a better show if they'd gone with Jerry. I mean, Jerry as Gilligan, it would have been marvelous.
Right? Maybe they should do make a movie about the skipper in a tree.
Skipper masturbating in a tree.
Gilligan! Hey, little buddy! Oh, look what I did. I got sap on me.
Oh, sap! Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
You know, I was going to say something to you, and now I just forgot what it was.
I'm sorry. If you think of it, pop in.
I'll let you know.
Okay. The Maryland judge who suggested that an 11-year-old girl was partly to blame for being sexually molested is getting off easy. Dirk Thompson scolded the girl in court, saying, and I quote...
Sure wasn't Dirk Knight?
No, Dirk Thompson.
Okay.
And he told the girl in court, it takes two to tango.
Oh, I remember this story.
I remember that. The judge apologized, but only after women's groups came down hard asking for tough punishment. The judge has now been punished.
I remember what it was.
What?
When you were talking about Survivor,
right?
That earlier today in the show,
yes,
you told me that you weren't sure what the Survivor ratings were because the Nielsen company had some kind of a screw-up last night.
I called that hotline for the ratings number, and they said there was some a technical problem, that not all the homes got counted, and that numbers wouldn't be available for this week's Survivor until next week.
It's what we refer to as CBS lockdown.
Yeah, imagine that. They finally get a show that everybody in the country watches,
and right, probably was their biggest night.
Yeah, and they can't get a number to go out on the street and say, this was the number we had.
Well, I picture Eisner, like, going to those homes.
Let me pull out your junction box.
Well, in a couple of days,
I picture somebody else going to those homes.
Once they calculate all what they call the metered markets, then they'll have some numbers then.
I picture somebody else very, very upset.
Mm, oh, very upset. Well, who would that be?
Well, it might be.
Hey, look up above in the sky.
Oh, there he
is. It's Carmi, the CBS hawk.
Oh, beautiful. What's
good, good boy. Just tossed him a brand new cufflink.
Fantastic. The judge we were talking about has now been punished, but not really. A state judicial commission has given the judge a warning, their mildest form of reproach.
Buzz, one more, please.
Let's make it this one. If you see Shaquille O'Neal, remember to look down. NBC staffers in Los Angeles were warned not to approach Shaq when the NBA's MVP appeared on Leno last night. Leno's guest Booker sent out a memo saying, quoting again, "It is quite an honor that Shaquille O'Neal has decided to appear on our show immediately after winning the championship. We understand this is an exciting time for all Laker fans, but no requests for autographs will be granted.
Psychedelic Shaq, that's where it's at.
We also ask that you refrain from approaching him. or his representative.
At the Sugar Shack.
Who did that psychedelic shack?
Temptations.
Temptations.
The Love Shack.
I gotta be king of the shack.
You gotta I got
be.
Me a Chrysler. And it's about to set sail.
So nobody can talk to, nobody can touch Shack.
Nobody can touch Shack.
He's untouchable.
Candy Thank Shack? You.
Okay.
No, Caddy Shack, not Candy Shack.
Sorry, is it vacation yet?
Did you just say Candy Shack?
I did say Candy Shack.
He did.
Post Happers
Sugar
like
Shack.
Sugar Shack is what I meant to say.
I had it.
Oh, you had Sugar
At
Shack?
The Sugar Shack.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I know you did.
Okay. All right, clear.
I was thinking Sugar Shack because you had just said it. I don't know.
Clear the lines now and take a call 100, a prize package selected especially for you. For God's sakes, be assertive. It's the last winner before vacation.
Yeah. Please.
877-365-3636. Be right back.
This broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City. Here's Don and Mike.
Right. Listen, before we go, we want to make sure that we thank everybody at NEW. They've been very nice to us again. I don't think we mentioned that when we got our monthly ratings from WNEW, minuscule as they are, they're moving in the right direction.
That's good news.
So we want to say thank you, New York. Also, thank you, D.C. We got some more great ratings there today.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Everybody here at NEW today is buzzing about Pete Johnson.
Oh, yes, they are.
Being on the floor and all the things that were done to him. Those pictures will be on the web by the weekend at the latest.
A star is born.
At www.2exposed.com. And our thanks again to Jenna and Shiloh,
right,
who came in and put on the show, and they will have the Pete Johnson pictures on the web by this weekend.
And I want to thank you guys for my wonderful birthday party.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you for
welcome.
All the nice things.
You're very welcome. Thank you for buying lunch.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
Buzz, let's go. In sports, again, our top story. Comedian Dennis Miller has been added to the Monday Night Football broadcast booth. He joins Al Michaels and Dan Fouts in the booth. On the sidelines, Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson and Melissa Stark steps in for Leslie Visser. The Washington Redskins may now be the most expensive team in NFL history. Owner Dan Snyder will pay his players...
Why were you applauding?
I love the Redskins.
Oh, the Redskins.
Right.
Yeah. John, you're not applauding.
I don't like paying $20 for training camp.
I'm sorry, I don't. I never have.
Still protesting.
Yeah.
There are
payrolls to pay for. Snyder will pay his players about $100 million in the upcoming season, even with a $62 million salary cap. The team has structured its payouts to stay under that cap. The payroll also includes over $50 million in signing bonuses. Quoting former Redskin and Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen, what it says about Dan is he's totally committed to winning.
What it says about Dan... is that he has a humidor that has over 5,000 of the finest Cuban cigars, and I get to go in and get them whenever I want to.
I don't like you. I don't like you.
He really pulled a boner.
I'll tell you right now, I just wish I could go to my condo.
An expert on swearing says he can help Tiger Woods. Sure. Woods has been criticized for using so much profanity during his U.S. Open win
this
week.
Buzz, I read this story in the newspaper. I say, F the guy who writes this book.
Here.
A guy who writes a book about how people should not swear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look at the results. I mean, it's not like it's affecting his game at all.
Exactly. And the upside is the guy says that instead of when Tiger hits a bad shot, and I guess he's using a parallel for anybody in life.
Mm-hmm.
Something goes wrong, you go, oh, F.
Right.
Instead, you should say,
shoot.
Shoot. Or you should go, oops, that didn't really go my way.
I don't believe it.
Oh,
that's another
fudge.
Yeah.
Fudge.
You know what he should do? He should help John Daly, is who he should help, and he should entitle that book, Don't Quit. Well, the president of the Cuss Control Academy in Northbrook, Illinois, says words like shoot and I don't believe it carry the same weight as the bad words.
They do not. I guarantee you could not walk up to my wife and say, shoot, honey, you really got that wrong. I mean, you compare walking up to Freedom saying, shoot, honey, you really got that wrong. Or wife will go,
you really effed that up.
Let's not underestimate the old-fashioned darn it.
Darn it.
That's right.
God damn it.
USA Today quotes O'Connor as saying, people argue that alternative expressions lack power, but they actually soften your anger and calm you down when you use the alternatives.
I only enjoy using shoot as a verb.
O'Connor sent Woods a copy of his book telling Tiger, that's what you need if you hope to recover with your next shot.
An action or a reaction, as opposed to a person, a place, or a thing.
Dot, dot, dot. Finally, a couple of morgue workers in Brooklyn have been arrested after allegedly stealing stuff from a dead guy. The police officer watching the body noticed that one of the morgue workers dropped the dead guy's sunglasses.
I'm winning.
In the body bag, the officer then found a flashlight under the dead guy's arm.
Hey, I'm not alive.
Some headphones.
Hey, it's Bob Hope. I'm damn winning. What are you stealing from me? I'm still alive. Get the hell out of here.
A Walkman.
Oh, shoot.
A fanny pack. And $3 stuffed between the guy's legs.
Yeah, I put my money down there a while.
The officer says she was only going to arrest the one worker when the other spoke up and said he needed sunglasses.
Give me back my bag.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
It gotta go. Thank you for listening, everybody. We will be back right after the 4th of July.
All right.
Broadcasting from the still-to-be-constructed new studios, WJFK FM in D.C.
We wish them the very best of luck. I hope they put all the wires in the right place.
Good luck on the erection, Dan and Wendell. Time now for a call 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, yes you are. What's your name?
Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
From KRKO country, Everett, Washington.
Ah, that's right outside Seattle, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
You've won an ice cream maker.
Hey, what a deal.
That's right, but wait, this is really a good prize. The ice cream maker courtesy of TNT. Don't miss A League of Their Own. Saturday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on TNT. And now, more importantly, you are qualified to win $16,000.
Sounds great.
We will be giving away $16,000 in birthday wishes on August 4th. Only one person a week qualifies for this prize, and you are now in the running.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Have a great 4th of July. Thank you for listening. We won't be back until right after the 4th of July.
That's right.
So we will see you then. Let me say in advance, be safe. You know, that's something that Rob says to me every night.
I know. Be kind.
Oh, be kind.
Be kind.
Be kind.
Be kind and safe.
Same difference.
That's right.
Big effing deal. Hey, say shoot. Love you, Frida. Love you, Barbara. We will see you right after the 4th. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you, good night, and happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. We've got to go. Rob, please throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just
It's 1140 KHTK.
Bill and Bob here.